If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Lube it or lose it.
Yeah! Woohoo! All right! Woo! Yeah! Ha!
F me.
Oh, yes. I can't tell you how much yes.
F me.
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
You need to stop it, and you need to stop it right now.
Lisa. Yum.
Stop it. This objectification of women has to stop.
You're just a woman with a small brain. With a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
Where do they start with a sponge bath? At your feet or your head?
No, they go with the dick. I don't like that head.
And now,
aloha, and welcome to
our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it is a brand new program for Thursday morning.
All right.
Your calls, 1-800-520-1067, are coming up next. Any topic is fine. We're going to give you tickets to go snowboarding. How about
that?
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Chance for you to go snowboarding. And a season pass to the best call. Which is ridiculous.
We can't never even choose it.
This is a strange story. I don't know if you saw this or not, but this means I'm in trouble. A British teenager who sent an email to the White House calling President Obama an obscenity.
Oh, really?
Was banned from America for life, The Sun reported Monday.
You're kidding. I didn't know they could do that.
I didn't either. Unless you're like a terror suspect.
Or threatening him.
The FBI asked local cops to tell college student Luke
who
Angel,
did?
17... His drug and insult was unacceptable. Angel said he fired off a single email criticizing the U.S. government after seeing a TV program about 9/11. Hard to believe. He said, and I quote, and here's where this could just as easily be me. I don't remember exactly what I wrote as I was drunk. But I think I called Barack Obama a punk. No way is that enough.
I agree.
Right? I mean...
No. And if you're drunk, you're not writing punk.
That's true. What did you do? It was silly. The sort of thing you do when you're a teenager, and you've had a few. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
The government's saying never come to America. So I'm guessing that seems a little...
He must have threatened him.
There's a problem there. Yeah. He must have had some kind of threatening tone or something.
Right.
Because the Homeland Security, I'm sure they have more things to worry about than a guy calling the president a punk.
Yeah. Still banned for life.
Right. So it had to be way worse than punk.
That's impressive.
I also think that it's no coincidence that the email was brought on by watching a 9/11 show. Like, there was probably something about 9/11. And then you start getting into that really murky water about terrorism and stuff.
Right.
And they see a foreign person writing emails about that. I mean, I'm just assuming that's what
Well, the government was behind it. You know that, right?
Well, yeah,
I mean, come on. Everyone knows that.
I saw it on the internet.
You've seen Loose Change.
Yeah.
And that's...
So well
that's
done.
Science. That's all based on nothing but science. So anyway, that dude could never come to America.
You are grounded for life.
Yes.
And I mean it.
And this time, you can't even come to our country. What do you think of that? You're going to call our president a punk. So many worse things have been said in this country.
Screw you.
All right. Let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
The prize, as I said, is tickets to Mountain High. A pair of lift tickets to Mountain High. And for the best caller of the day, a pair of Anytime Season Passes. Mountain High celebrating the return of winter with their $299 Anytime Season Pass sale that's going on now through Halloween.
Okay.
Get more at mountainhigh.com. All right. Let's see here. Where should we start? Let's start with Joel.
All right.
Because this is the way you want to live your life, I think. Hey, Joel.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What'd it do?
Doing better. I went out dirt bike riding this weekend, watched the races, and we were out there trying to make up some food, and my buddy wanted to start a fire, and decided to use, gasoline in a cup to, start it. Well, the guy wasn't, throwing it on the fire. He was pouring it,
slowly?
I don't know. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I see it, and I decide, I see what's going on. I try to go help, get the cup out of his hand before it runs up into the cup.
Because the fire is gonna run right up that stream into the cup.
Right,
that he's holding.
Exactly.
Right.
And I go diving for it, and he freaks out as it happens. throws a cup. The cup full of gasoline lands on me and sets me on fire. And I freak out, run out of cap. I go, okay, stop, drop, and roll. Stop, drop, and roll. Yeah, that doesn't work when it's gasoline.
Oh, my God.
I was rolling back and forth. Thank God there were 12 other guys kicking me and sand, and that's what got the gasoline out.
The sand.
And I got out of there, and I went and was, I was pissed. You know, I was like, what are you freaking thinking? And he's like, you're mad at me? Dude, just set me on fire.
Wait, he didn't know why you were mad at him?
No, he didn't know. He didn't understand. Well, you know, alcohol had a contributing factor, you know.
Really? What a surprise that is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So,
all right.
So you're okay? You weren't burned, really?
No, because, I don't know, I guess because I was rolling back and forth so quickly or whatever. Yeah. It never actually really got on me. I got a little bit burned, but nothing major. I was probably on fire for probably about 45 seconds, though, so I'm surprised.
Wow.
I didn't get burned. That's got to be the scariest thing ever.
You said there alcohol played a part. You were drunk, right?
I wasn't. I hadn't had a chance to, but apparently he had.
Well, here's the thing, is that if you're drunk, that's the funniest thing that's ever happened. Yeah. If you're not drunk, it isn't funny.
Yeah.
No.
It's a very different
you're
reaction.
Absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely right.
So I think the message is you need to get drunk earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Not be more careful with fire.
All right, good advice.
Appreciate it.
I'm barely recovering from burning my butthole. Like, what? I was like, God, that was like 2 months ago.
You did the lighting on fire thing?
Yeah, well, I was blasting farts into a lighter, and Lisa and through my pants it wasn't cutting it. So I said, I gotta go bare ass.
Was this on Love Life?
Of course.
Yes, of course.
Oh, my God.
And I had Dr. Drew hold the lighter.
Oh, my God. You could have burned our Dr. Drew.
Hey, well, more importantly, I burned my butthole.
Yeah, importantly, you could have burned our Dr. Drew.
I couldn't sit right for a week, Kevin. Not that that's not something I'm not accustomed
you're
to.
You're used to that. All right. Thank you for that input. All right. Let's go to Steven, who's calling us this morning.
What to do, nephew?
Hi, Steven. What to do?
What to do?
What's up? Lisa May, you are sexy.
Thank you, Steven.
What about me?
No, not really.
Not so much. All right. What do you got?
So, check this story out. So me and my brother went to my cousin's yesterday for a barbecue. And, of course, he was smoking weed, drinking, got tore up and stuff. So we decided to leave. It was around 6 o'clock at night. And for some reason, he ran a stop sign, ran right into the back of a police cruiser, tried to back out of it. The bumpers were stuck. And the cops were like, what the hell is going
on? Wait, he was trying to run?
Oh, I don't know. I was sleeping. I was passed out. So I wake up, and their bumpers are stuck together on a police cruiser. And I'm like, what the hell? Am I in a movie or something?
Yeah, what? How could this have all happened?
Oh, man, it was crazy. And so the cops get out, and they look around, and of course, he has an open container right in the passenger seat beside me, which I didn't know.
Right.
And they get both of us out. They give us field sobriety tests. He has marijuana in the car. They arrest him and stuff, and they give me a breathalyzer, but I've been throwing up earlier, so I was good.
But wait a minute. Hold on a second. Why are they giving you a breathalyzer? You can't be drunk as a passenger?
No, because I have to drive the car home.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I see.
He just got a new Corvette, a
Z06. Oh, my God.
So, which isn't so new now.
Sure, yeah. Now that it's beat up.
So is he still in prison or in jail?
I don't know. This happened Tuesday? So I haven't talked to him since, so maybe.
A couple days ago. He still
couldn't.
You
didn't even follow up? Yeah. It's your cousin.
No, I went home and
he's a dumbass.
Well, good for him, not for me.
Yeah, but you didn't even at all think maybe I should call the jail or let other family members know, something like that?
I'm guessing this isn't the first time that his cousin has been in jail in the last week.
No, not really.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And so this just further substantiates the theory that nothing good ever happens in a Corvette. Ever.
That's true.
Like, don't
That's
drive
science.
One.
I didn't know that was a theory.
It's science.
Really?
Yeah. It's not theory. It's science. Even if you don't get in an accident or don't get pulled over, Lisa, you're still driving a Corvette.
Okay.
And you're Corvette guy.
All right, let's talk to Eli. Hi, Eli.
Hey, guys, speaking of flaming hotness, Psycho Mike. Oh, and also, Lisa, you're hot, too.
Well, thank you.
But Psycho Mike, I have a tip-off for you on a good place to sell them flaming hot Cheetos.
A good place to sell them? Oh, that's been a while since we've been selling them.
Oh, yeah, Mike was trying to sell flaming hot Cheetos to kids.
Yeah, because school just started. LAUSD started,
right.
And I was walking in front of Virgil High School, or middle school, on Vermont, and I saw a bunch of kids, like, every other kid, like, not even, like, three out of, like, four kids had, like, the flaming hot Cheetos.
You know why they're the best snack in the world?
I know.
My Flamin' Hot Cheetos business has been quite lucrative. You know, I don't like to talk about it because, you know, it's under the table. But I've also added the new Flamin' Hot with lime.
And oh,
the kids,
wow.
Kids going crazy for that.
They like the lime?
Yeah. Sometimes I feel bad, you know, for what I do.
For hooking them on that.
Because you put them on the road.
Putting it on the streets like that. But, yeah. You know, I was born in this lifestyle, Kevin.
And you're supposed to do.
A hustler's got to make a dollar.
I hear you. I hear you. I'm with you on that.
Well, thanks for the tip.
Thanks for the tip. I like that people are calling up now with places you can sell Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Two kids, yeah.
Illegally.
Let's go to Cody. Hi, Cody.
Kevin, you're getting the cold shoulder on the sexiness, huh?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Too bad.
You are definitely sexier than Tom Likas. I'll give you that.
All right, wow. Hey, thanks. What's going on?
My girlfriend just left me to go on The Bachelor.
Wait. She broke up with you so that she can go on the TV show The Bachelor?
Correct, with 24 other girls.
She thinks she can do better.
Apparently.
Most girls, don't they just kind of try to hide their boyfriend, just go on the show anyway?
If they really like him.
She was looking for a reason?
Yeah, any reason.
I told her that we wouldn't stay together if she went on, and she leaves in 6 days.
Yeah.
Hey, Cody, when they accept someone to be on the show, isn't there like a long audition process? Didn't you see this coming?
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about it for a couple months.
I'd like to suggest she's not going on The Bachelor. She's just trying to get away from Cody. And when the season comes out and he starts watching The Bachelor, he's going to go, hey, my ex said she was... And she's going to be in some other state by then.
Hey, Cody? Not,
I think she's trying to get married is what it is.
Ah.
Would you mind telling us at least her first name so we can watch for her on The Bachelor?
Her name's Rachel.
And by you mean you. All right, Rachel.
Rachel.
All right.
I got to say...
Make it more interesting.
The type of broad, typically, that goes on that show, like, Cody's probably lucky to be rid of her.
I don't know. I'm...
He doesn't sound happy, but...
Could be.
Well, I mean, not happy, not sad, but it could be a blessing in disguise, you know? It could be a way out.
Absolutely.
Sure. All right. Thank you for the call.
That's funny.
We need to pick a best call, so we got him.
That's easy.
Girlfriend left of The Bachelor. We got Steven rammed in the back of a cop car, and then we have Joel that got set on fire.
Joel.
And he wasn't even drunk.
He was on fire.
Yeah, he was in. You were in the woods, too, right, Joel?
I was out in the desert.
Oh, down in the desert. All right, so you're an outdoors type.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You got a pair of Anytime Season passes for Mountain High. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. I hope you recover well from all of those many injuries.
The snow will feel good on that.
Let's talk about the Kevin and Bean Show today, shall we?
Okay.
We have comedian Jay Moore in the studio.
Yes.
He is one of the funniest guys we know.
Yeah.
And he has us laughing the entire time. I've seen him do a stand-up. He's done our April Foolishness. He's fantastic. So we have him on the program today. It's Thursday, so we have Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little band member by the name of Mark Hoppus, who plays in Blink 182. He's got a new TV show where he's an interviewer, and it's called A Different Spin on the Fuse Network. We're going to talk to him about that today.
Great.
We have Emma Stone, who is going to be in Easy A.
That looks really good.
Yes, it does.
And she's really good.
Can't wait for that.
Yep.
And we have tickets for Epicenter 2010.
Huh.
So that's coming up this morning as well. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday morning, and Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, we haven't talked about it this week, but I did want to mention the sad, sad news that Rudolph is dead.
Rudolph. Giuliani? The red-nosed...
Reindeer, bitch!
What?
Rudolph is dead.
Yes.
The cartoon. The animated figure.
It wasn't a cartoon.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Animated.
It was stop motion animation.
Okay.
It's not a cartoon.
Stop motion animation.
And Rudolph is dead, and that's all you're worried about?
Rudolph stop motion a long time ago.
No.
Oh.
She's dead. Billy Mae Richards, the actress who provided the voice for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in the legendary Christmas special, is now gone. But she was Canadian, so who cares? Just saying.
She likes me. She really likes me.
How broken up can we be about it if she's Canadian?
Love that special.
Yeah.
Yukon Cornelius.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Have you no heart?
That's in the category of things that I don't need to ever see again. You know?
You never need to see Rudolph again?
No.
It's not Christmas unless I see Rudolph.
I don't...
Gotta see Rudolph, gotta see the Grinch.
I don't do those things either.
No.
Oh, well, you people are dead inside. That's right.
That could be.
Bastards. I just go worship Satan. Be done with it. Are Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt really headed for divorce?
Oh.
Well, Kristen Cavallari, of course, they're... close frenemy from the Hills, says she thinks they're faking and the divorce will never happen.
I believe that as well.
I think she's right, too.
That's real talk right there, man.
If they don't divorce, I think we have the right to snuff them, to take them out.
I wish that was the law.
Blow dart to the back of the neck for each of them.
Yeah.
Katy Perry headed back to her old high school this week.
Oh, she didn't go to her reunion, did she?
No, okay. she made a special appearance at Dos Pueblos High School in Goleta, California.
Yeah.
To do a little performance and hang out and say hi to about 2,000 kids who were in attendance. It's got to be pretty cool. Go back to your old high school when you're the biggest pop star in the world.
Yeah.
What have you been doing? Okay.
Yeah, Katie was reminiscing about her time at the high school, and she said she was very proud that once she nabbed first place in a pumpkin pie eating contest.
Oh, my God.
Even that sounds sexy when you say Katy Perry.
But she says she lost miserably when it came to a freestyle rapping competition.
Love to hear that as well.
Yeah, I would love to hear that. Apparently, she performed for the crowd, and she claims she spotted the most popular guy in her class who refused to go out with her back in the day. Apparently, he showed up to watch her at the high school. He still lives in the hood.
And he said no to her then?
He was the dude in high school. She had a crush on him. He said, not so much interested. Thank you, though. Think he regrets that decision?
Yeah.
A lot. I have some audio of her singing, if you'd like that, her performing at the high school.
Do you now?
Yeah, would you like to hear
it? I cannot wait.
Uh-huh. I don't recognize this song. Maybe it's California Girls.
Yeah, maybe it is.
I don't know. Hmm.
She apparently dedicated her song You're So Gay to the guy in the crowd. And then it was over. So what's up now?
She's funny.
She's the best. So it's better than everyone else ever. If you're a crazy Michael Jackson fan and you want to keep delivering flowers to his final resting place, apparently it's going to cost you a little bit. Forest Lawn Cemetery has announced they are charging a $3 delivery fee for placing flowers at Michael Jackson's grave.
Is that because they have too many?
Apparently, it's just become a thorn in the ass.
Huh.
The public's not allowed inside the private mausoleum where Michael is interred, so apparently you have to deliver the flowers to the office there.
Okay.
And then they have to do it, and they're just getting so much, they said, just screw it, we're going to put like a
delivery fee.
Just a chap-ass tax on top of it. Just give me $3 and I'll do it. So,
weed out about three-quarters of the
people.
Right,
we'll see how dedicated you are now. You got to come up with a $3 bill every time you deliver your...
That's sort of weird that you deliver it to the office, but you don't... I mean, isn't the satisfaction of the flowers kind of being at the person's...
You can't get there. Huh. Yeah. You want Michael to know you're thinking of him, right?
Well, not Michael, but I'm saying in the case of any of us.
Speaking of Michael, his mother, Catherine, is suing the promoters behind the This Is It comeback tour that never saw the light
of day.
This
will be it. This is it. This when is I say not, this is it, no, it really means this is
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
This is it. I mean, this is really it. This
Michael,
is the final. This is the final
it is
curtain
was the
call.
Final curtain
this
call
is it.
For you.
When I say this is it, it really means
had
this is it.
Had nothing to do with the concert. That was it.
We
you.
Were making fun of that. He was telling us ahead of time
saying, look,
what was
going
to happen.
Going. Someone call Dr. Conrad. Load up the propofol. Catherine claims that AEG Live did not look after Michael during the grueling rehearsals leading up to the onset of the tour.
Don't you get the idea, especially if you saw the movie This Is It, that Michael was in charge of everything?
Yeah.
To a fault. I mean, he was... There was nothing that wasn't under his control.
Well, Catherine claims AEG Live set the rehearsal schedule, failed to provide life-saving equipment.
At his home?
I'm just reading from the LA Times, man.
All right.
Hired Dr. Conrad Murray to be his first personal physician. She's
okay,
suing.
They might have a case there.
No, he forced them. He forced that on him.
Live on behalf of Michael's three children. And a hearing has been scheduled for October the 18th, so we will hear more. Not to mention, Joe Jackson has filed a wrongful death suit against Dr. Conrad Murray, so there's a lot of problems over there.
She also suing his wife or something for...
Sorry, what happened now?
Wasn't Michael Jackson's dad also suing Michael Jackson's mom for not watching him closely enough or something? I mean, wasn't there some...
I'm not familiar with that
...bogus
story.
Lawsuit like that, too?
I don't know.
Hmm. We should file a lawsuit involving somehow. Just get in on it. Sounds like fun.
Just sue somebody?
Yeah.
Well, it's not hard to do. And Beyonce got an interesting birthday gift from Lady Gaga. OK Magazine reports that Gaga gave Beyonce a custom-made diamond-encrusted whip
for her big day.
Wow.
Diamond-encrusted whip.
Yeah.
Hope that's not for use.
I'm sure it's a display item more than anything else. Despite the odd nature of the gift, Beyonce said the surprise was great and she loves it. Hope Jay-Z is as thrilled. That coming out during the bedroom time. Today's celebrity birthdays. Our old buddy, actor, eco-activist, Ed Begley Jr. celebrates his 61st birthday today.
Good old Ed.
I miss the Begs. We should get him in his electric car and tell him to get on over here. Remember whenever he used to laugh at him because he drove an electric car? It was like, an electric car? What the hell is that? What are you, a child? Were you driving around some toy?
He was just a nut job.
He's the man now. He's the man.
And he refuses to say, I told you so.
I know.
Love him.
David Copperfield, illusionist, island raper, is 54 years old.
He does not rape islands.
He rapes islands.
Islands are safe.
I saw him humping Catalina once. Put a hole right in the sand there. Mickey Rourke is 54 years old today. Yeah. Actress Jennifer Tilly celebrates her 52nd birthday. Comedian Molly Shannon from SNL is 46. Amy Poehler, speaking of Saturday Night Live, is 39 years old today. Actress Alexis Bledel. She, of course, was from Gilmore Girls and then went on to travel with her pants or something. Wasn't she in that movie?
With her pants.
29 years old today. And Nick Jonas of the legendary Jonas Brothers, or the Joe Bros, as we call them around here.
You do not call them that.
We all call them that.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes!
He is 18 years old today. Finally, he can still not have sex.
Woo!
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up this morning, we have one of the funniest people on the planet, Jay Moores, in our studio. We have Mark Hoppus. We have Epicenter tickets. But first, let's talk about Inez Sainz. You may have heard her name by now. She's the Mexican TV reporter.
Yes.
It was at the Jets training. I guess she was at practice on Saturday.
Reporter's in quotes, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It isn't in the stories. I mean, that's part of the problem of this whole thing. For those of you that didn't hear the story, here is a little bit of a recap.
Her experience in the locker room has sparked a national debate over what is appropriate attire and behavior in the workplace.
Before this week, most Americans had never heard of Inez Sainz.
And that is the real tragedy, because she is smoking hot.
Well, she's on TV Azteca, which is not exactly a major network here in the States, because it's all Spanish-speaking.
It's in Mexico.
Yes.
But after complaining of taunts and catcalls from New York Jets players and coaches in the locker room this past Saturday, the sports reporter from Mexico's TV Azteca has become the story.
I obviously feel that the environment was uncomfortable because I know they are talking about me.
The National Football League is taking the matter seriously. First brought to the league's attention, not by Science, but by a group representing female sports reporters. Clinton Portis of the Washington Redskins.
All right, he's a whole other part of the story. We'll get to him in
the man.
We'll get to him in a minute.
He's out of his freaking head, that guy.
But, So the story is, she went into the locker room after the practice to interview Mark Sanchez. A, it's good to be Mark Sanchez. B,
unless you're playing, then it's not good to be Mark Sanchez.
Well, after practice, when she visits it's good to be Mark Sanchez. So apparently, she goes into the locker room, and they say cat calls. I don't even know what that...
Woo!
You know, like when you walk by a construction site.
Woohoo! Woo!
That is?
Okay.
Because if that's it, there's no story. Right?
Well, there's
had to be. Nobody knows for sure what was said. But if that's it, I'm suggesting there's no story.
Well, there's absolutely a story, because a woman shouldn't be made to feel uncomfortable in that situation.
All right. Then
by big, burly dudes. They were burly there.
We'll take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Ralph, explain to us Inez Sainz. Because that complicates the matter a lot.
I saw the signs, and it opened up my mind.
God damn it.
File.
Man.
Come on, Ace of Base.
File.
No, we got it. File.
All right. Listen, here's the thing. And I think the problem is general rules of behavior and what should be versus a specific situation.
Right.
Which this Inez Sainz is. She is pretty much a model with a microphone who is known for her sexy
attire and behavior, and her sort of goofy, stunt-laden coverage of the NFL.
Very flirty.
Very flirty. She's often bragged during Super Bowl week when the press is bearing down on all these players trying to get interviews. A lot of people can't get interviews. I never have problem getting interviews because I dress a certain way, and the guys like to come up to me, and I flirt with them. There's legendary moments of her measuring the football player's biceps with a measuring tape. She goes up and says, "Oh, can I check to see how big your arms are?" And she does this all for ratings and for the camera. She showed up in a wedding dress one Super Bowl press week claiming to be the real Mrs. Tom Brady, and she wanted to marry him. And she did this sketch where she wanted to marry Tom Brady and showed up on the site. So she's not exactly Anderson Cooper when it comes to journalism.
Right.
She's sort of known for being a sexy clown when it comes to her coverage.
TV Azteca's sports caster calls herself, she says about herself, "I'm the sexiest sportscaster in Mexico."
Right. Yeah.
So
that's what they're selling.
They're selling. So now everything gets a lot more complicated,
right?
Because she's in a locker room. Should the guys have said that? No. Should she be in there the way she is? Probably not. I mean, it's not so cut and dried now to me.
By all accounts, she was wearing a little black dress in the locker room, low cut, high skirted with black stockings. And
she has before. I saw a photo of her interviewing Mark Sanchez, and she was wearing the jeans that she said she was wearing. I'm not positive if that was this time. I don't know. It's so hard to find actual details of what went on inside.
Yeah, which is odd.
Inside the actual locker room.
Why can't we find out?
Now, see, my point is that she shouldn't be made to feel uncomfortable in the locker room.
Correct.
That's a general thing. We all know that you should be a gentleman and you shouldn't make a woman who's trying to do her job feel sexually harassed.
Right.
However, it muddies the water by the fact that she uses sex as a professional tool.
Right.
As a weapon in trying to get ahead and try to get ratings for her network, and that's what they're selling with her. So she has, in essence, created a sexualized atmosphere around herself.
Yes.
By how she conducts herself and how she dresses. And then when you combine that with football players, which aren't exactly the sharpest knives in the drawer and aren't known for really for their sophistication, you have a combustible situation.
And
so
it is unique.
It's hard because I believe in theory and in practicality that this kind of thing should never happen, but she has also added to the problem.
She's baiting them. That's the problem.
That's what I think.
It's like a sting operation. She's so happy that we're talking about her this morning.
But here's the
thing.
So
you think she's sexy, do you? Well, I'm Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC. Next thing you know, Sanchez
says,
is going out. The cops are tackling him outside the locker room.
So, yeah, you say she bills herself as the hottest sports reporter in Mexico. And then an article I have here, she says, quote, "My body type might be the type that could stretch jeans a little."
And by the way, her body type does stretch jeans.
The jeans.
And it looks good.
It looked like paint over her abs.
But then she goes on, and here's where it gets murky again. "What I heard was not a big deal," she said. "I did not find it sexually offensive, but other reporters approached me. My colleagues were concerned." So she tweeted she was a little uncomfortable. That happened.
Right.
Okay. She says that she wasn't touched and no one said anything overtly sexually offensive.
Right.
They were just making catcalls, whatever that means.
I think it's the group mentality. If you walk into a room as a female.
But there are a lot of females who do that.
Absolutely.
And have done it successfully in the locker room without incident.
Right, but
dress like that.
That's the thing.
Acting
no.
like that.
No. Pam Oliver doesn't put on a push-up bra and show her cans. It's Susie Colbert, when she's going in there, isn't wearing a skirt that has her ass hanging out.
Right.
They are conducting themselves in a more professional manner, which I think lends them to be treated more professionally.
And if you've spent your entire career being a sex symbol,
right,
and you've been around guys, you know, who mostly speak English, I think you would have learned a few phrases by now. And not that you would be used to it, but you would at least be more comfortable and sort of expect it and know it and just be able to move past it, keep asking your question.
I'm honestly, with a group full of men, I'm surprised with her that hasn't happened before.
Yeah.
It may have, for all we know. Yeah. It sounds like she takes it in stride, but there is a group of female reporters who feel like they have to step up and represent and defend her in honor of all female reporters,
right.
Which I think anytime you get into those big sweeping generalities, you're going to miss what the truth of the situation is.
Because this situation is much more specific.
Exactly. It's unique to her because of how she conducts herself and how she dresses.
And let's be real. Those other female sports reporters are hoping for a catcall. They're like, please, somebody notice me.
They look at her and they go, bitch.
Damn.
I can't get one
towel to rise in here.
They can stand unbutton a button.
I don't think they do it all, but the point is, well, let's talk to Gino. Gino has a thought.
Hey,
Hi, Gino.
Hello, how you doing?
What are you doing?
Pretty good. I just think that she needs to, be able to handle it if she's going to put herself in that situation.
It sounds to me like she could. I mean, everything's so murky, and I've done a lot of research because she's hot. You know, that's how I choose what stories to follow.
Yeah,
that's when you pay
attention.
I have tenacity.
Kevin pays attention.
I'm a pit bull when it comes to a story with a hot chick.
When this hot Latina is involved.
It's impossible to find details about it. It really is hard to find out what anyone said.
The only quote I could find was that she apparently said that the players told her, "Eres muy guapa." And doesn't that just mean you're beautiful, you're pretty?
You're pretty.
Compliment.
And she did tweet, apparently, that she felt uncomfortable in the situation.
Right.
I don't know what they were doing with their hands or gestures while they were saying
that. Well, who knows? But if she's gonna... I'm with Gino. That's your gimmick. Sexy sex pot is your gimmick.
But here's the thing. I don't get the sense that she's the one making all the noise.
She isn't.
It sounds like other people are getting offended on her behalf. The NFL is stepping in and saying that we're going to look at the behavior of our players, and other women reporters are being outraged on her behalf. And it seems like their anger may be misplaced. I mean, it's right for them to have concern, but I think this may be a bit of an overreaction given the specifics of the situation.
A huge overreaction. I mean, the specifics of this situation aren't even that outrageous.
Maybe. No, she wasn't touched, which, thank God, it never happened.
Right.
She wasn't cornered. It doesn't seem like she felt physically threatened at any one particular time.
If what they said was her name or you are pretty...
But cat calls, Kevin.
I don't even know what that means.
Hubba hubba. They said hubba hubba at one point, I believe.
It's like clicks and sounds. It's like that kind of stuff.
You can walk by in a sweatshirt looking like crap and get cat calls from a construction site.
Right.
That's true.
Agreed.
You know, every woman has had that.
And this is a men's locker room.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to say again, you know, this has happened with women reporters for years and years and years, and we haven't had a problem. Yes, they go into the locker
room. Joe Namath tried to make out with Susie Colbert on the sideline on TV.
That happened.
Wasn't he drunk?
Yes.
Way drunk.
Awesome.
I just want to kiss you.
That wasn't even in the locker room.
No, that was out in front of people.
I have audio of that.
On TV.
And it didn't even bother people as much. He was
It's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah!
Huge compliment.
Yeah!
What did you do?
I didn't know Kevin made it to the game.
He was way drunk.
What did you do?
That was on the field and on the broadcast. This was in the locker room. Everybody's making a big deal of it. We'll take a quick break and come back with your calls. 1-800-520-1067. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk to Emma Stone about her movie Easy A.
Which that's my movie. That
comes out this weekend.
Right?
That's your life.
Easy A?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Story of your life. Here's a super boring report from CBS about the event we're talking about.
The NFL is looking into how a television reporter was treated Saturday at a New York Jets practice. Inés Sainz of Mexico TV's Azteca was doing a story on quarterback Mark Sanchez when she was reportedly had football thrown in her direction by a coach during practice. She also had players calling out her name in a team locker room later that day. NFL spokesperson.
Okay, so if there's not more than that, then
boom goes the dynamite.
Seriously?
Really? How
that
bad is that?
A value?
Okay. So we're honest to God, here's the deal. We're trying to find somebody that disagrees with us.
Right.
Because we think it's a one-time situation. She's partially to blame, they're partially to blame. It's kind of a mixture of two bad worlds.
We're looking for someone to call us pig-headed scumbags.
And we can't find it.
We can't find it.
You guys are pig-headed scumbags.
Thank you, Lisa. Finally, someone.
We told the folks, we were like, try to find somebody that doesn't agree with us, because on this particular case, you'd think there would be both sides, but there aren't. John.
I'm sorry. You want to go, John?
Yeah, let's go to John. Hi, John.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, John.
Kevin and Dean.
Lisa May.
Hi.
Woo-hoo! Is that a cat call? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Damn
there.
You.
Where's the women?
I'm
women's group?
Listen, I'm not on the other side of it. I just wanted to support what you're saying, but also just bring up another point that when I first heard this, I was driving home and listening to National Public Radio, All Things Considered,
mm-hmm.
and it was so one-sided, that had I heard just a piece of what you guys had talked about, I didn't know what her shtick was at all.
Oh, but, I see. They just said, hey, there's this poor sports reporter that got abused in the locker room?
Well, not only that, I mean, I know, National Public Radio is pretty, liberal anyway, but they had a female sports reporter give her perspective. They never even talked to Inez, And it was totally about, oh, my gosh, this is just horrible.
Right.
Can you believe we haven't made any progress?
Right.
In
no, listen, and all of that is true, kind of. In general, although it's not that bad because women go in locker rooms every day in sports, NBA, everything.
They seem to be okay.
And they walk in and out unscathed.
Yes, and it works better than that.
This is the problem with living in a very PC world is that often people are so quick to take one particular incident and extrapolate it out into some sort of general set of rules where everything must be the same.
Right.
And it's just not realistic because there are unique circumstances to almost every situation that have to be considered. And I think... Like John was saying, that people are quick to be outraged for other people sometimes without even knowing what they're talking about, which I think is a disservice
and it comes
to the real
from
situations.
It comes from a good place, but it's a disservice to that real problem.
And I'm not defending the player's behavior. I think it would have been better on their part if they didn't behave that way, regardless of what a girl looks like, regardless of what she's wearing. You should act like you've been someplace before,
you've seen a hot chick before
just
in your life.
Shower and get dressed and just go about your business, don't be a 12-year-old asshole.
Right.
But guys,
but they're football players.
But they're football players.
They're football players.
They're
meatheads.
They're not the best representatives of chivalry and sophistication. That's a given, right?
So go to KevinBean.com if you want to see more of her, because she's worth looking into. And I think the bigger picture that everyone's missing is that they know how to do TV in Mexico.
That is true.
That's
man.
The important part here.
On every level.
My
their commercials,
God.
Their news, their talk shows, just ridiculous.
They bring the heat. And we need to learn from that, if anything else. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning we have Adam Carolla, as it's Friday. This Week in Rage. We have Andrew Siciliano talking NFL football.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about that. Week number two. I got, I think, 10 right. In the pool I'm in.
That's pretty strong.
Is that all right?
That's not bad.
Dave got 11, though. And that makes
I know.
Me,
he did the best of all of us.
Makes me doubt my work.
I think I had 9, I think.
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah, he's good one.
Oh,
one week.
Wins.
We have Kathleen Madigan also tomorrow.
So funny.
Later on this morning, we have, speaking of funny, Jay Moore, who's going to be in our studio. Yes. He's maybe the funniest guy alive. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 we have on the program.
Wow, big show.
And right now we have Emma Stone, who we are very excited to bring to the show.
One of my favorites.
Hi, Emma.
Hello, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Emma, you were one of those actresses, when I see you're in a film, I know you're going to be good in it.
Oh, stop it. Are you serious?
That's true. You have been great in every film you've ever made.
That's so sweet.
And I know going in that if nothing else, I will enjoy your performance. That's a guarantee. That's rare.
That's an incredibly nice thing to say. Thank you so much.
Very, very true. A handful of actors have that ability to be good in any project, and you are absolutely one of them.
Sweet. Thank you very much.
And Easy A looks terrific.
Yeah, this movie looks like it's a great venue for you to act in. How did you get involved
really
in this?
It's really funny. It's really great.
How did you get involved in this? Were there a lot of actors already in it? Were you the first one? Where did they?
I was the first one.
You were the first one?
Kind of awesome. But it required a long audition process and all that. So
explain Easy A to people who haven't seen the ads for it yet.
Well, it's about a girl named Olive that inadvertently starts a rumor that she's lost her virginity. And
it
kind of spirals out of control, and she decides to just go with it. And people start basically paying her to say that they slept with her.
Love it.
To make their reputation seem better.
To make their reputation seem better.
That's a great idea.
It gets pretty out of control.
And your character sort of owns it eventually, right?
She owns it from the very beginning. She's no damsel in distress.
Now, I have a clip, and I think it's of your parents.
By the way, Stanley Tucci and Patricia Clarkson as your mom and dad. What great casting.
They're great actors.
The
here's the clip of them when they kind of find out what she's doing.
Olive, do we need to have the talk again?
No, it's just a thing that's going around.
You know, nothing you're saying is making me feel any better.
Not to mention how you've been dressing the last few days. No judgment, but you kind of look like a stripper.
Mom!
A high-end stripper for governors or athletes, but stripper nonetheless.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm just trying to mix it up a little. And I have no STDs, I promise you.
I like your dad. A high-end stripper. Don't be too offended.
Tucci's amazing.
For governors or athletes?
Well, it looks like a great script. It has a great cast as well. Lisa Kudrow is in it.
Yep.
Like we said, Stanley Tucci, Penn Badgley is in it. It just looks like it's funny all the way around.
Emma, so many high school comedies, there's a lot of them out there, and a lot of them are, I'll be kind, marginal. When you read the script, you must have seen something unique and special in it for you to take it on, because it does seem like it's a cut above.
I just thought it was so clever and so great, and it talks about so much. I mean, it's a cool movie.
Now, are you a method actor? Did you have to dive into your role,
Yes, I started being a fake slut.
Okay,
great.
Good.
Yes, so there's many people throughout the greater Los Angeles, Ojai, California area.
Excellent.
That may have claimed to have slept with me, but don't believe it.
Well, now, do we have to pay you to start claiming that ourselves? I don't know how this...
Go ahead, absolutely, okay. If you want to send me a check.
Okay. No, I want to just claim it without sending a check. I'm asking for your...
Okay, yeah, that does not work.
It doesn't work. All right. Got to pay to play.
Got
to pay to play, Kevin. All right.
Pay to play.
It's worth it.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you before you went... Zombieland 2, is that going to happen? Because that's one of my favorite movies of last year.
It really was great.
I really hope so.
Me too. You were so
good.
You know anything about it?
I mean, have you heard rumors? Have you? Is there a
script?
I've
heard a couple rumors, but we'll have to see what happens.
That's not what we were looking for. We're looking for a hard.
We're looking for a scoop.
I know. Mm. I can't give you the scoop, unfortunately, but hopefully soon I will be able to.
All right. Well, this movie looks fantastic, and like we say, we like you and everything. So, Emma Stone, Easy A. It opens this Friday. Go see it, or you're no friend of ours. Thank you, Emma. You're the best. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, looks like marriage fever is spreading over there on the True Blood set. You know, of course, Stephen Moyer and Anna Paquin got married recently. And now, according to In Touch magazine, Alexander Skarsgård and his girlfriend Kate Bosworth were so moved by Stephen and Anna's wedding that now they're talking about tying the knot, getting hitched.
All right.
By the way, if you haven't heard it yet, go to iTunes and subscribe to Hollywood Babylon, the podcast I do with Kevin Smith. You should hear the homoerotic rant Kevin Smith does about Alexander Skarsgård for about 12 minutes.
Because he loves him so
loves,
much?
Loves, loves, loves. In such a very homosexual way that it was disturbing after a certain point. Just kept going on about how beautiful he was and how sexy he is, and it just made me wildly uncomfortable. And it's really worth listening to because it should wig you out.
That's why I like Kevin Smith. He does not shy away from that.
He is balls to the wall, my friends. No idea. Johnny Depp, currently shooting Pirates of the Caribbean 4. I know... some people didn't like the third one.
I did not.
I liked them all, and I'm looking forward to the fourth.
I liked them all, too.
Enormously. He apparently is quite the character actor, you live your role? Method. With a method actor. Yeah. He never breaks out of character on the set.
Really?
So he's always that pirate?
Savvy. He's kind of Kevin, yeah.
He's
like Captain Kevin Sparrow. What did you do? I'll need some rum, savvy. Steve Buscemi is starring in a new series brought to you by Martin Scorsese over there on HBO called Boardwalk Empire.
I've seen the previews for that.
Damn it, I can't wait for this thing. Basically, the premise is it's the 1920s. Prohibition comes along. Oh, Kevin, the word prohibition alone just must make you sweat. An idea of a world with no alcohol just must make you panic.
It's against the law to drink.
It was a constitutional amendment.
Yeah.
Where they said you can no longer drink alcohol.
I'm leaving the country right at that moment.
And that just made the gangsters of the world more powerful because they started to bring in bootleg whiskey and other alcohols. And this takes place in Atlantic City during that time. Steve apparently is the star of the film but has an enormous problem. He doesn't know how to dress.
And apparently the 1920s outfits are very hard to put together for him. They've got, like, cufflinks and things,
oh, really?
And he just cannot manage them. So apparently he has a team of people on the set to help him get dressed because he just can't manage the elaborate outfits of the 20s. Yeah, there's, like, collar stays and things that have to go on and stuff. So he says he's uncomfortable in that world.
So bad.
American Idol is celebrating their 10th anniversary by tapping into the very hot MySpace craze.
Oh, man. What?
You can now audition for American Idol via MySpace.
So you make a video and you
even,
put it on MySpace?
They don't even use MySpace
yeah,
anymore.
I mean, yeah. But
really?
Well, yeah, but not as much as Facebook, I don't think. But
you have 40 seconds to post your video on MySpace. Well, you have 40 seconds to do it. You can post your video, but it has to be 40 seconds in length.
They don't time you how quickly it takes
40
you to
seconds
get it
from
there.
Right now.
Go! It has to be no longer than 40 seconds. You have to choose from a list of approved songs, which are... This is going to make Kevin very happy. Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone by Bill Withers. Okay. Barry Manilow's Copacabana or Keith Urban's Kiss a Girl. Those are your choices.
Wow.
You post your video.
That's why
you,
I don't watch this show.
You singing one of those songs. And then the best entries will get chosen for an impersonal tryout here in Los Angeles.
Johto.
You have until October 6th to get your video audition uploaded. And you must be between the ages of 15 and 28. Go to myspace.com/American Idol, and they'll give you all the details. Online auditions. Omar, let's put Omar.
American Idol.
That'd be great. I want to hear him sing Copacabana. More than anything. And it's a good day to win an Emmy over there at the Big Bang Theory. Jim Parsons, along with Johnny Galecki and Kaylee Cuoco. Cuoco. Have all negotiated big bumps in their salaries over there on that show. As well they should. The show is excellent. It's a big smash hit for CBS, and they were making around $60,000 an episode, which I know sounds like a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. However, in the world of television...
And the amount that they make.
Right. It's on the lower rung of salaries. So apparently they're getting bumped up to $200,000 an episode.
Nice raise.
That is a strong raise.
All right.
They also get $50,000 an episode for each of the next three seasons. So they'll get a bump each season with another $50,000, wow, according to the new deal. And they get points from the syndication deal as well. Points meaning a percentage of the profits made by the show going into syndication will go to the actors.
Has anyone that you remember, Ralph, you don't watch these all the time, but has anyone ever gotten up and said, thank you so much because I'm going to get a giant raise?
No one has ever said that I remember in the history of the Emmys.
Thank you.
But Jim Parsons certainly could have added that.
Wow.
They say by the time season 7 rolls around, should it last that long on television, everyone thinks there's no reason it shouldn't, they'll be making around $400,000 an episode. That'll be the final end of their deal. Yeah.
All right.
Just to put things in perspective, Charlie Sheen is getting around $2 million an episode for Two and a Half Men. So just to give you an idea of what the going rate is.
But he's way out in front of everyone else, right?
Yes, yes, he is way out in front. Oh, I got good stuff here, and I'm out of time. Well, come back in the next hour. We'll talk about Olivia Wilde. How about that?
Yes,
yeah. Kevin, could you please do something about him?
I try to punch him in the nuts as much as I can. What do you
want
me to do?
You're not punching him in the nuts often enough.
We need to...
not a big target.
We need to tell people that you can call now if you'd like to win some tickets for Epicenter. 1-800-520-1067. We're going to play the hardest game in the world.
Oh, it's the hardest game in the world.
So you're going to have to earn it, but call
it
now.
It's not easy, that game.
And we will do it next.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Ed Begley Jr. is 61 years old today. He may be on a bike right now powering a radio listening to us. So I hope he is. David Copperfield, the illusionist, is 54. Actor Mickey Rourke turns 54 as well. Actress Jennifer Tilly turns 52. Molly Shannon and Amy Poehler from SNL both celebrate birthdays today. Molly's 46. Amy is 39. Actress Alexis Bledel turns 29. And Nick Jonas of the Jonas Brothers, he is 18 years old today. I'm not quite sure which one he is.
He's the girl.
Is he the one who wears the promise ring? The virginity ring?
Dude, I don't know.
The Virginia ring. That's a great movie. I'm going to check that out this week. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we have tickets for Epicenter 2010. Now, this, of course, is Eminem and Kiss and Bush and Papa Roach and Blink-182, Rise Against, 30 Seconds to Mars, Bad Religion. It's going to be a great show, and we're going to do it by playing a very, very difficult game.
Presenting the hardest game in the world.
Mr. Announcer Man, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
explain to our fine listeners what the hardest game is in the world is, please?
You explain with words like that. It's very simple. We will simply announce the name of one of the bands playing at this year's Epicenter concert. You identify that band and you win. Oh, I forgot. They're all backwards.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very hard, but it turns out it's...
It's the hardest game in the world!
That's right. Let's begin with Paulette. Hi, Paulette.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome. Paulette's a student at Cal State Fullerton. Go Wombats!
Are you the Wombats?
No.
No. All right.
No. Go Cavaliers!
All right, here's your act. It's going to be backwards. I'm going to play it for you twice, okay?
Okay.
There you go.
Manime.
One more time.
Manime.
What is it? Can you repeat it?
Nope.
Shut up.
Did it twice.
What is it? What's the answer?
No, I can only play it for you twice.
It's backwards.
It's not easy.
Try to guess what it is.
Oh, you need to guess an act that might be
the hardest game in the world.
Eminem.
Thank you for calling. Sorry, my bad.
What just happened?
My bad.
Don't ask.
A preview of the next one.
Good. Coming up next, it's Enrique. He's got an unfair advantage.
Hey, Enrique.
Hey.
Welcome. You ready for your band?
Yes.
Here you go. Good luck.
Nishna Lirhadad.
One more time.
Nishna Lirhadad.
Is it Bad Religion?
Bad Religion.
Yes, it is.
Nicely done.
Well done!
Hold on, who we have next?
Next up is Steven. He drives a van down by the river.
Hey, Steven.
Okay.
Hi.
You ready for your band or act?
I hope.
All right, here you go. It's backwards. You'll hear it twice. One more time.
30
seconds
more. Blink 182.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh my god, Steve.
Sorry about that. I got to tell you, every time we play this game, I think I would not get one of them.
Because it's the hardest game in the world.
Very difficult. Who's next?
Coming up next is Taji. He or she's a full-time student at USC. Go
Trojans. Hi, Taji.
Hi.
Are you ready for your act?
Yes, I am.
Here you go. Good luck.
Sick.
This is kind of easy, I think, but here we go.
Say.
Is it Kiss?
Kiss.
Yes, it is. That was a little easier, wasn't it? Congratulations.
That's an easy one.
All right, you hold on. Thank you.
Next up is Shane. He's an air conditioning repairman. Brr.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, good morning. Let's
all
do
right.
it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
One more time.
Sir, almost snick a cedarth.
Is that 30 seconds to Mars?
30 seconds to Mars.
Well done, Shane!
This game does not seem to be very difficult.
It's the hardest game in the world! Next up is Richard. He sells furniture.
Hey, Richard.
What's up, guys?
You ready for your band or act?
I hope so.
Here you go.
It's Snake Zial.
One more time.
It's Snake Zial.
Hardest
good
game.
Good one. Let's go, Rise Against.
What a stab in the dark.
Rise Against.
Well done, Richard.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Next up is Brian. He's an engineer. Woo-hoo.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Lisa Bain.
Hello.
Here is your band or act backwards. Good luck.
Shup.
One more time.
What? Shup.
Oh, come on!
Brian. Oh,
I got
Brian.
Every other band except this one. No.
Don't let us down, Brian.
Come on, Brian.
One more time.
No!
You dummy.
You get it twice. That's all we can do.
You are so dumb. For real.
All right, you got a guess.
Bush.
Come on!
Come on, it was Shub!
Shub.
Come on, Brian, Shub. Really, that was about the easiest one.
Shub.
All right, we have time for one more.
Next up is Lindsay. She's a purchaser for a medical device company. Can I get a penis pump?
I was not aware you needed that. Lindsay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Did you get Shub?
I did. I'm so glad I didn't get that one.
Yeah, sorry.
Shub.
Here's yours. One more time.
Papa Roach?
Lindsay!
Papa Roach.
Wow, look at that.
What is up
We've
with these
We've got
people?
A lot of winners to choose from, Lisa May.
Not a very difficult game, I'm telling you that right now.
It's the hardest game in the world.
It's not, it turns out.
You shut up.
Our winner is Enrique.
Enrique.
Enrique!
Enrique!
Yeah!
Congratulations, you got 2-day tickets, backstage passes to Epicenter 2010. Thanks for playing the game. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Man.
Shub.
Coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have Jay Moore in studio. We have, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Star Trek cruise, which looks like a total disaster. And we have Mark Hoppus right now.
All right.
On the phone to talk about a new series that he is the host of. Hey, Mark.
Hi, how's it going?
You're the host of a TV show.
Can you imagine that?
No.
I am, it's true.
How did it come about?
Fuse hit me up at the end of last year, and they were talking about putting together a music-based talk show, and it sounded like something I would absolutely want to do, and we've been working on it ever since, and now it premieres tonight.
Tonight? Who do you have on tonight?
Tonight? Oh, you know, just my friend John Mayer, and Neon Trees is performing.
Wow.
That's very cool.
Wow, that's way cool. I thought you were going to, you know, start with Blink, and then, you know, you might go to plus 44, and then the transplants, and then you'd be out.
This week, Travis. Next week, Tom.
The week after that, Travis.
Yeah.
John Mayer, how was he? How did you find him? I didn't like him for the longest time, or I didn't care about him for the longest time, and then I went to a Jay-Z concert, and he came out and played, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah, he's an amazing guitarist, and I actually... have been hanging out with him a little bit here and there over the past year, and he agreed to do the show. And he's really a rad guy and a really cool person and an amazing guitarist. And it was really cool that he came and did the show. You know, he hasn't done any press in like 8 months. And I'm like, hey, you want to do my little TV show that we're starting out on Fuse? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. And came by and
That's
we
cool.
talked for like half an hour. It was rad.
This is a half-hour show?
No. The show's an hour, but the interview portion of the interview was like half an hour.
Gotcha. All right. What else is involved if there's a half-hour interview, and then what? You tap dance for a while?
Well, half-hour tap dancing, and then we close the show. No, it's like we have interviews, we have live performances, we do like a panel discussion where we sit around and talk about what's going on in music, much like yourselves.
Excellent.
And then we have field pieces and little bits and novelties and knickknacks, and it's a good time.
You have knickknacks?
Knickknacks, yeah, absolutely. I have a knickknack collection.
Hey, are you going to get Justin Bieber?
Absolutely not.
All right, good.
Good. Unless we can get Justin Bieber, and then he's totally on the show.
You can't be too quick to nix people when you're starting out a TV show.
I know, that's the thing. It's like, you know, you listen to somebody's music and you're like, I'm not really into them. And then you meet them and they're really nice. Or they'll be like, oh, I love your band. You're like, oh, gosh, yeah, I love you guys too. And then, like, you just end up kissing ass for the rest of the year. It sucks.
Yeah, that kind of sucks that way. Occasionally someone will come through that we thought we hated and they're very cool. And then you go, wow, that's not fun anymore.
That's ruined all our hate.
I like hating you better.
It ruins your hate.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the latest from Yoko Ono, but I believe she lives in New York, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And she performed, I'm putting that in air quotes, at the Modern Museum there, Museum of Modern Art, I'm sorry,
okay,
in New York. And I'm going to play a little of this, and you're going to think I'm kidding. And then I want you to go and get her on the show, all
okay,
right?
Cool. Yeah,
here's Yoko Ono. This is real. I'm not making it up. Heard enough?
No, I can never hear enough of that.
Heard enough? You have to get her on the show and go, that was not written, and it wasn't good.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
She does that in front of about, 30 people at the Museum of Modern Art, and they all applaud when she walks off like she just did something.
Yeah. It's
well,
really...
she's married to a Beatle, so it must be art.
Oh, my God, it's so bad. Yeah, look it up on YouTube, and you'll die.
Wow.
Who else do you have coming up that you already have lined up?
We got Linkin Park on the second show and The National performing, and then I'm not sure who we have on the third week.
You're not doing this live, are you?
Oh, hell no. I'm no good at that. No,
That's good.
No. They have to stop tapes so many times.
Yeah, well.
I have to read from a teleprompter and stuff, and I have no business doing that at all. As you guys know, I'm barely literate in the first place. And to read a teleprompter while doing it. It's like I can barely read my kid a bedtime story.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, it's taped and put together, and which actually allows us to kind of be ourselves a lot more, which is really what we want to do with the show.
Because you can edit it afterwards, even if you go on too long or something, right?
Yeah, exactly. You go on too long, or if we mess up something. And it's kind of like a Blink show, where if we mess up, we actually kind of want to make it part of the show, so we don't want to edit out all the
right.
warts, I guess. Warts?
Warts are what make you human, man.
Yeah, all that. So, and the co-host, Amy Schumer, is really funny, really smart. And I don't know, it feels like she's been my friend forever.
Is this going to be a Thursday night thing every Thursday on Fuse?
Yeah, this is my new Thursday night thing.
How about that?
That's very cool.
4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern on Fuse. It is Mark Hoppus. It's called A Different Spin. And you should watch it. And Mark, we're looking forward to seeing you at Epicenter.
Oh, yeah, that little Epicenter show we're playing.
That little show on the 26th. You're going to be there on the Saturday night with Rise Against and 30 Seconds to Mars and Bad Religion. That's going to be a great show.
It's going to be awesome. And that marks the last live performance before we lock ourselves in the studio and come out with new music.
Oh, fantastic.
That's the last one we're doing. It's for you guys because we love you.
Did I say Saturday? I meant Sunday. You're Sunday.
We're playing Sunday. Right. Eminem and Kiss are on Saturday.
Correct, yes.
I can coach you through this stuff if you need it.
Thanks. I really do need it. I need your help.
He's learning quickly.
All right, Mark. Thank you very much. A Different Spin on Fuse Thursday nights. Thank
Absolutely. You. Absolutely. See you soon, man.
Thank you, man. See you. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. A half hour from now, we have Jay Moore in studio.
He's the best.
Always, always, always the best. We were talking, I think it was yesterday, Ralph was talking about this Star Trek cruise. And it sounded like hello?
Really?
It sounded like the worst thing I've ever heard.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Roland?
Yes?
What's going on?
I am asking... What?
That's a good question. I stand by it.
I'm asking you for a loan.
For what?
I need to buy some tickets for the Star Trek cruise. That takes off December 5th through the 12th this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 7-day cruise.
Yes.
And I need to attend so I can be there with all my fellow Trekkies and we can set phasers for fun.
Okay. Let me run a few names by you and see who's going to be there. Leonard Nimoy?
Well, no, not this year.
William Shatner?
No, the captain, James Tiberius Kirk, will not be in attendance.
Dr. McCoy, DeForest Kelly?
He's dead.
Oh. James Doohan?
He is also very dead.
Not there. Walter Koenig?
He is not attending, to the best of my knowledge.
Patrick Stewart from
Patrick
The Next Generation?
Stewart will not be there.
Avery Brooks from Deep Space Nine?
No, he's not there either.
Kate Mulgrew from Voyager?
No, she will not be attending.
Scott Bakula from Enterprise? Who's there?
Well, the very famous John DeLancey, who of course played Q... In the legendary second Next Generation.
Okay. All right.
And Marina Sirtis.
Who's that?
Counselor Troy from Next Generation. Robert Picardo.
Right. Who's
Rod
that?
Rod Roddenberry, the son of Gene Roddenberry.
Wait a second.
Okay.
So the son of the guy who created?
Well, the guy who created has passed away, Lisa.
Right.
Way to poop on his grave.
No, but...
Very nice of you.
I think what we're saying is that's not very much a Star Trek cruise.
What I'm saying is it's absolutely a Star Trek cruise, and we will all be there with these massive Star Trek celebrities, and we will be playing Klingon Shuffleboard. And I believe they have Romulan Pygao also to play there. And Dorian Mahjong.
Sure.
We have all kinds of fun games to play. We'll all be drinking drinks.
Right. Right. Non-alcoholic, of course.
No, of course there'll be alcoholic. We're partiers.
It says there's going to be photo ops and celebrity Q&As.
Yes, I'll ask them many questions about their...
Which celebrities?
Well, you know, Marina Sirtis and John DeLancey.
No, but it says a celebrity Q&A.
How dare you, sir?
I'm just saying.
They're also going to have a Star Trek-themed murder mystery.
Oh, good.
Wow.
That sounds fun.
I wonder who killed the careers of these actors will be the main mystery. So give me some money.
You don't want to even go to this.
I want to go.
Nobody that's involved in Star Trek is going to be there.
Give me money.
No. How much is it?
A couple grand.
Wow.
Not a chance.
That is a lot of recycled cans.
Well, it's not worth it is what I'm saying. Don't even waste your money.
Don't make me rob a bank, because I'll do it.
I know you will.
Set phasers for give me all your money.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
We be funnier if they offer up the first name.
They should offer up the first name.
You know what I'm saying.
Just first name.
That was A Moment with Lisa May.
Wow.
My God.
Can we hear that again?
Did you edit that?
Absolutely. Can you cue that up?
No, we didn't edit that.
I don't even know what the hell you're saying.
This is when we were talking about you were talking about selling the middle name.
Right. There was a couple that was selling their middle name to a corporate sponsor for $750,000.
And she was saying it would be better if they would offer up the first name.
The first name.
That's not what I heard.
Right. That's not what she said.
That's what I heard in my head.
One more time. And now, A Moment with Lisa May.
Way funnier if they offer up the first name.
They said what she just named.
You know what I'm saying.
Just first name.
That was A Moment with Lisa May.
Wow. That may be the most ever.
It's
you might have out-Kevin Kevin.
You out-Kevin Kevin? Yes, it happened.
It doesn't sound like English.
Wow.
It happened.
You had a stroke.
I know. Like, right as
what
I
did
was
you do?
Speaking.
Full-blown stroke.
You're almost concerned for permanent damage on one like this.
I expected her to be in a wheelchair after that.
Let's play it again. You want to play it
one
again?
One more time.
I just think it's worth it, don't you think?
Yeah. And now, A Moment with Lisa May.
Way funnier if they offer up the first name.
They should offer up the first name.
You know what I'm saying.
Just first name.
That was A Moment with Lisa May.
I'm impressed.
Wow.
Who can do that?
Do you think it's possible that we've all had too much to drink just in general, like
just
in our lives?
Over a lifetime?
Catches up.
Because I know now I talk like I'm drunk all the time,
yeah,
and I'm not.
Do.
But I'm not.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
What did you do?
What did we say? Let's let Dr. Drew be the judge of that, shall we?
Time for the Showbiz Beat, and then hopefully Jay Moore will be here.
Speaking of being drunk all the time, Vince Neil
has maybe
picked the wrong target in his new autobiography, Tattoos and Tequila, to hell and back with one of rock's most notorious frontmen. You know, you don't get to name your own book that.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't get to say that you're one of rock's most notorious frontmen.
Yeah, that is kind
of... That's just lame.
He has picked on Sharon Osbourne. You don't want to make her an enemy. You don't want to do that.
Trust us. We have, and you don't want to.
Vince Neil says in the book about Sharon and the public's perception of her, it really sickens me today to watch everyone fawning all over Sharon Osbourne. She's a talent judge on TV, and she has her own show and this and that. She is the most evil, essiest woman I've ever met in my life. She would effing have you killed if it was to her advantage, if people really knew.
Wow.
Well, Sharon read that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah!
Oh, no.
And so it begins.
It's on.
I was saddened to hear the quote from Vince Neil's forthcoming book in which he calls me the most evil and shitiest woman he ever met in his life. He says this because I tried to stop my husband from hanging around him when Motley Crue opened for Ozzy on his 84 U.S. Arena tour. Guilty. Vince, of course I tried to keep my husband away from you at all costs, as I felt that you were a danger to Ozzy, yourself, and everyone around you. I didn't want him to end up like Razzle from Hanoi Rocks, who died in a car accident because you were driving drunk.
Ooh.
Or like the two people who ended up with severe brain damage, whose lives were ruined as a result of your actions.
Ooh.
Today I see you as a pathetic 50-year-old party boy who continues to put innocent people's lives at risk by getting behind the wheel of your car and driving drunk and being arrested for assaulting women. Enough said, Sharon Osbourne.
Wow.
Do you think? You think you said enough? Do not screw with her.
She wins.
She will bring out the shotgun.
Here's the thing about her, though. She's really cool.
As long as you don't
cross her.
Yep.
Or more importantly, don't cross Ozzy. Like, or something that has to be.
Yeah, that has cool.
Or don't write a parody song called Kelly Don't Eat.
Right, which, yeah, that wasn't.
She will frown on that.
That was
as
not
well.
A highlight of our relationship with her.
No, it was not. Olivia Wilde in the news.
Oh, yes. My God, best human ever.
Probably best known for her role as 13 on Fox's The House, which, by the way, comes back on Monday.
Oh.
Cannot wait for House.
It's that time of year.
She took some time off from shooting the show this season so she could make a new movie with Jon Favreau at the helm called Cowboys and Aliens with Daniel Craig and Harrison Ford. Well, she's got three other movies coming up.
Wow.
Her movie career is blowing up.
Good
she
for
just
her.
Signed to co-star with Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman in The Change-Up. A fantasy comedy where two guys switch bodies so one of them can date her. It's like Freaky Friday with dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. That all depends on who's doing it. That could be horrible.
Well, Jason Bateman.
Ryan Reynolds.
Directing. Yeah. Who's directing?
But at least it's not a kid switching with a man.
Yeah. With their parent.
Yeah.
The next 3 days, another film she's making with Russell Crowe. And she's making Butter with Hugh Jackman. Is that a euphemism?
Right. I don't know.
She's making Butter. Is he churning the butter?
The movie is called Butter.
The movie's called Butter, starring Hugh Jackman and Jennifer Garner.
Huh. All right. And Olivia Wilde.
Well, we
and
had
Olivia
salt. Wilde.
That's true. Now the popcorn's ready. We had salt and butter. And also Tron Legacy. She's in Tron Legacy, too, the new Tron movie.
Oh, all right. That's where I've seen
her
recently.
So she's carving out quite a little career for herself.
Yes, she is.
And speaking of careers, inexplicably, Kevin James has been given another film.
I think that Mall Cop movie was successful.
Yeah, all right.
Really?
Okay, what about Grown Ups? The one he did with Adam Sandler and David Spade.
I didn't see
Doesn't that cancel out? Doesn't
I didn't
that cancel
see that
out
one.
Mall Cop?
They annoyed me too much during the NBA playoffs with those commercials, so I didn't see it.
Kevin James' new film, he plays a high school physics teacher who moonlights as a mixed martial arts fighter.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does. He winds up in the UFC ring in order to save his best friend's job and his high school, which is facing cutbacks. F you. So it's an exploitation film trying to capitalize on the popularity of MMA, and then you have Kevin James in as the martial artist.
He's a funny fat guy.
Funny fat guy.
Oh, screw you, Kevin. You are the reason this exists. You are the problem.
Fat guys are always funny.
No! Funny fat guys are always funny.
There's that. Fat guys are at least partially funny, even on accident, Ralph. Come on now. Don't be such a hater.
God damn you. If I didn't hate, I'd have no act. And ABC is working on a TV series based on the Barbara Streisand Nick Nolte movie Prince of Tides. Too soon, you think?
What?
Should they have waited more for? They waited more than 20 years to get this series put together. Apparently, it is based like the film was on the original Pat Conroy novel about a dysfunctional family in South Carolina. So, way to go, ABC! Think outside nice the work. Box. Good times. Finally, we're getting that Prince of Tides series we've all been waiting for. What's going wrong with television?
Seriously.
What's going on?
A lot.
What's going on?
I think people are afraid to take any risks, and if there's any name recognition, they jump at it. Just to help.
Who's remembering that?
I'm not.
Prince of Tides?
I don't know. I don't even
What happened to those characters? I mean, I enjoyed the film, but still.
I didn't like it that much.
Yeah, I don't want to see a series about it. Today's celebrity birthdays. Blues singer B.B. King is 85 years old today. Still rocking the guitar. What a guitarist he is, that B.B.
Really
King. You know his guitar's name, Kevin?
Yes.
Pop quiz. You know his guitar's
it's
name legendarily?
Sarah Shelley. It's an S name.
Yes, it is.
Come on.
Lucille.
If I get this. Oh, shoot.
It's an L name,
all right,
actually.
Lucille.
He had this.
Right. It has an S
Maybe
sound
it's not
in
an
it.
S. All right.
He's 85. Ed Begley Jr. is 61. David Copperfield. David Copperfield. That's what I call him.
Oh, you did
yeah.
It.
Oh,
you did it.
Because he had that charge of sexual impropriety. He's 54 years old today. Mickey Rourke is 54 as well. Jennifer Tilly is 52. Richard Marx. Remember legendary singer Richard Marx from the 80s?
You cannot be that excited about Richard Marx.
Richard Marx.
Don't mean nothing. Remember him?
Stop it.
Go, Psycho Mike, go.
Stop. What's wrong with you guys?
He's 47 years old today. Comedian Molly Shannon turns 46. Another SNL alum, Amy Poehler, is 39 years old today. Singer Mark Anthony, Mr. J-Lo, is 42. Alexis Bledel turns 29. And Nick Jonas of the Joe Bros is 18 years old today.
Nick's getting a gong?
Yep.
Why? What did he do?
He's an ugly girl.
Is he fuggly?
Fuck. Right.
What did you do?
I don't even know which one Nick is.
Neither do we.
S name. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Jay Moore will be here when Jay Moore wants to get here. Jay Moore tends to be on Jay Moore time.
That is true.
And that time is not necessarily our time.
It's not right now.
But we love him, so we're going to wait for him and hope that he shows up. First, though, I don't know if you've seen in the news the burning of the Korans.
Mm-mm.
The people that have been threatening to do it.
Yes, that
there's guy in
Florida.
There's a guy in Texas also that was going to burn a Koran. And I find it reassuring that the religious groups of America are the ones that are fighting him.
Yeah, that is awesome.
And
actually,
there's a particular one. Jay Moores, you haven't been there for 5 minutes.
That is a lie.
Look, we got to talk about the Crayon guy. Come on in. Welcome.
Put on your head.
Jay Morris just got here.
Hi. Good to see you.
Here for 5 minutes.
No, Jay, I rolled in, man. What's up?
All right, let's finish this this video.
Sorry.
It's about a minute and a half video. You know, they're burning the Quran. Have you heard those stories where the guys in the parks, the preachers are burning
good.
The Quran?
Right.
Okay. Well, that's not the take of most of
right,
America.
Mike?
Yeah, sure.
So here's the story out
all
of Texas.
The time they burn our
A planned public burning of the Quran did not take place today in an Amarillo City park. News Channel 10's Elise Preston witnessed the crowd of protesters this afternoon. She joins us live in the news center.
Members of the Amarillo Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Church enacted a phone tree this morning, and they used Facebook to spread their message. Stop the Quran from burning in an Amarillo City park.
So now they're singing, hey, hey, goodbye, because they stopped this guy from burning the Quran.
It was a song of unified victory for dozens of protesters at Sam Houston Park this afternoon. Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, and atheists, all with different beliefs, but today one common belief brought them together.
Great dishonor to desecrate the sacred scriptures of any religious tradition.
David Grisham, the leader of an area radical Christian group, attempted to publicly set fire to the Islamic holy book. Many called Jacob Isom a hero after he took the Quran, already doused with kerosene, off a park grill.
All right, now here's my favorite part. This is the guy that I care about. This is he's a stoner, he's got no shirt, and he has a rat tail that goes pretty much down to his ass.
All right, so he's a cool guy.
Yes. And he's in the park, and all these people
Wait,
are protesting
is this,
peacefully.
Is this BlizzCon?
Everybody's protesting peacefully. And this guy decides to take matters into his own hands. So the guy has doused the Quran, and he's ready to light it. And the dude runs by and just grabs it out of his hand. He just literally
just keeps
steals
on running?
And
like,
keeps...
Like Rick Monday grabbing the American flag out of center field.
Yes, listen.
Snuck up behind him and took his Quran. He said something about burning the Quran. I was like, dude, you have no Quran, and ran off.
Yeah!
Hey, bud, what's your problem? Cruise on over to London, jam with the Stones. You have no Quran, Mr.
Dude,
Hand.
You have no Quran. That was
Mr.
Totally
Hand,
him.
You have no Quran. Learning about Cuba, having some food. Are you sure you're in history? Yep, see the globe right over there.
Whose pizza is this? Oh, Jay Morris
right
here.
Dude.
How are you, man?
Hi, Jay.
I'm fantastic. I've missed you guys.
Yeah, we haven't seen you in a while.
We haven't seen you in a while.
You know, I don't want to knock it over.
That's okay.
Why I'm just moving.
Okay, I'll move
you
it.
Know, you don't have to put it that far. I was thinking this morning in the shower of how much damn fun April Foolishness was.
I'm glad to hear that, because we're doing it again.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
A lot of people come up to me, like, in Salt Lake City, in Denver, in Pittsburgh. They go, I saw you at April Foolishness. I'm like, what?
Really?
Yeah. They love lightning bolt fights. They love that story. The thing with the Quran.
That is a good story.
Quran.
Yes.
Is how many times since in our lives, like as children, you watched like these towel head? And when I say towel head, I don't want to insult people. I mean,
we just brought up the wrong topic with the wrong guy.
Listen,
or right guy.
When I say towel head,
yes.
I mean Arabs. Okay,
what you mean?
So why we watch these towel head?
If I translate, what you mean is the most extreme of them that make all of them
look
bad.
Not all of them, because even like if you're half and you're in your car, you know you got some uncle someplace that's crazy. You know, everyone's a stone's throw from, you know, some maniac. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you're a terrorist, but don't act like your uncle's friend isn't a terrorist. Like the guy at Napa Auto Parts working the forklift isn't plotting some scheme to blow off, blow up the Chuck E. Cheese in Woodland Hills. Give me a break. But here's my thing.
Yes.
I have a show tonight at 8 o'clock at the Brea Improv, and tonight's an important night to go.
Why is
Because it's the only night you go where you can go to work the next day and rub every of those creeps you work with's face in it of how much fun you had. And
that's
they
a
did
good
it.
Point.
They were at home watching Lost, and you were like, guess what I did? I saw a live show. Every time we see on the news, how many times have you seen people burning the American flag and dragging American troops through the streets and hanging them off freaking bridges? Now we want to burn a Quran. Everybody's like, oh my God, the humanity. Screw them. Make a big bonfire of Qurans.
I'm not sure we want you to be the spokesman for America.
And Tipper Gore, put her on the top. Put her on the top of it.
Why Tipper all the time?
Because she wanted to burn all the rock and roll records, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Dumb whore.
Interesting connection.
Dee Snider had to set her straight.
And you know, and Dee Snider is the voice of reason.
Yeah.
When anyone from Long Island is the voice of reason, there is something horribly wrong in the social ladder.
I'm not sure that you need to be the spokesman for Americans, though. That's
I
saying.
Think I'm a pretty darn good spokesman for Americans. Think globally, act locally.
However that goes.
I just woke up. I tweeted about Eva Longoria building homes for everybody in Haiti. I went, good, because there are so many homes here in the United States. Glad she's moved on to Haiti. And then everybody tweeted like, yeah, I'm sure you're doing a lot of work, JJ. Sure.
That's a good question. How much work
sure.
are you doing?
It's nobody's damn business what I'm doing. But I'll tell you one thing. The food banks are dangerously low. St. Monica's Church has a great program to help with the houses.
Right.
I'm just saying there's a lot of homeless people in this country before I start building wells in Sudan.
All right. Good. Are there any other groups that you'd like to offend before we take a break?
What are you, towel heads?
You got that.
Eva Longoria.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody remember when Jessica Alba was black? Remember she was like kind of black? And now Kim Kardashian is just straight Asian.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian is just a straight up Asian lady.
How? I don't even understand what that means.
Because her face is so
have you seen
back,
what she
like,
looks
yeah.
like? She looks like visually. You look at her and you go,
surgery.
"Oh, who's the Asian porn star on my TV with the sister that looks like Alice DeGoon from Popeye?"
All right, that I
didn't say. I didn't say which
that
one.
I understand.
I didn't say which one.
No, because that's a mystery.
And then Kim, I was watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians last night and yeah. Survivor last night. If you want to talk about Jimmy Johnson later,
Jimmy Johnson, what's he doing?
Mind effing everyone there. It was amazing.
I would like to talk about that because I was curious why he was even on that show.
Big fan of the show. I'd love to do it. You didn't see it?
No, I didn't.
Do you ever? I never watched
Survivor.
Survivor
the first two or three seasons, yep. And then I was out.
He just wanted to go on because he's a fan, and then he went up to each part. You got to keep in mind, like, this guy had, like, Michael Irvin, Deion Sanders, Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman.
How long was he the head coach for Dallas?
I don't know offhand. I would guess about 8-9 years. But then before that, he was at, like, Gangster University at Miami with, like, the biggest, like, cokest gold chain where it looked like Run DMC was running fullback, right? It was incredible. Cool Mo D was your center. Like, it was an absolute crazy place down there. So this guy organized that entire locker room and got everyone to, like, no one on the Cowboys missed practice. There was none of this T.O. business. There was no Chad Ochocinco business. None of it. No Albert Hainsworths. These guys were doing rails of coke off each other's backs, and they were, like, at practice, running rounds, knew the plane book. And that's because of Jimmy. So when he's got eight stupid people on an island, he goes, look, me and Kim, we are the two-week Wendy. Me and Wendy are the two weakest people here. There's no doubt about it. So you got to either vote for me or for Wendy because we're holding this team back. And then he goes to the next person. I am the weakest person here. I'm an old man, but Wendy's weak also. We got to get this team closer to the $1 million. Nobody's going to let me win $1 million. Let's be honest. And he did this.
And he does
like,
that to everyone?
No one voted for him. They all voted for Wendy. It was incredible. And he said, tonight at the council, Wendy's going to have to get some things off her chest. You watch. And she might make a big impassioned plea. And then, you know, you'll vote for me because I'm weak. I'm an old man. And Jeff Probst goes, all right, so why don't we vote? And that girl, that dumb, dope Wendy goes, whoa, can I say something? And she's like, words, crazy, weak, I'll hold you back. You should totally, I'm an idiot, blah, words, I'm not very strong. That's all I wanted to say.
Did they put the camera on Jimmy during her speech at any point?
Yeah, and he's weird because he doesn't have that Jimmy Johnson Bob's Big Boy hair. He's got like almost like a white crew cut. He looks like he's in the Eagles. He looks good. And he's got like, but he's like that OG, like, old guy in Florida, like, he's got no sunscreen. He's walking around in the jungle with no shirt on. He's, like, bright red and brown. He doesn't care. He's making a canoe. He's just, you know, he's got some stuff stashed away. Like, he's got Warren Sapp mailing him grass. Never missed a practice, I'll tell you that. Those guys were so, you got to understand the level of savage animals this guy coached.
Yeah, and
his entire career. He never had.
He had players that would have been way out of control with any other coach. No question.
Yeah, like
no question.
Miami University.
Yeah, wow.
These guys were animals.
Is he gonna
it was like the cast of Car Wash.
Do you think he's going to just walk through it? He's going to walk through it and win it? Is he that good?
I think he's going to go halfway before. I don't think they realize they're being jobbed by him.
Yeah.
But they will?
I think eventually they will when they realize. I mean, there wasn't one vote for him. And he went up to each person and said, look, you got to vote for me. I'm an old man. I'm going to keep you guys from winning $1 million. Or Wendy. And it was all Wendy and one Eve. I didn't even know who Eve was. Maybe he's the rapper. They're like, put an end to her.
But no Jimmy.
That's, no.
That's brilliant.
And Jimmy just sat there.
I might have to watch
like,
that.
He's like gone crazy. He's total Colonel Kurtz. He's got the headband on. And he's got a big bright
he's
red nose. And he's
tanned.
And he just
he's
looks like,
not wearing a headband.
He is. But they all are. They're all going to wear the Survivor issued headbands.
Okay.
And then he just looks like Glenn Frey sitting there with his white hair.
Jay Moore is tonight through Sunday.
Yeah, but tonight's the big one.
At the Bray Improv, but the next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, not good. Tonight.
No, Sundays. Tonight and Sunday are my personal favorites.
All right. Make up your mind, dude.
What?
Tonight. Let's sit.
Yeah,
for right
come
now,
tonight.
Let's
do it.
Tonight's the big
Mike's
one.
Mike's shirt's making me hungry.
Yeah.
Damn, that looks good. Is there any food here?
He has a Cantor's restaurant shirt and has a gigantic
burger. Oh, I broke my leg. I didn't tell you guys this.
What?
I mean, I know you got to hit your posts.
Hold that thought.
Blink 182, right?
Hold that thought.
I read the tweet.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a very funny comedian, Mr. Jay Moore, everyone.
I didn't like how everyone told the girl from Precious what a fantastic career she has in front of her. I thought that was kind of mean.
What the f*** is she going to play? The couch? What is she going to be?
Pour salt on her face and she'll be deep space in the next Star Trek movie? McDonald's hiring? Is she going to be Grimace? Is that what we're doing now? Wrist fat. Never saw that before.
La raza, cocuyo mañana.
There's a big difference between Puerto Ricans and Mexicans. Puerto Ricans wear their swimsuits when they go in the ocean. I'll do Christopher Walken later.
With a black president, we should be able to just say black jokes at work. He's president. We should be able to say Air Force One is lowered.
What's up, Jay Moores? You want to go get nice? Yeah. Black people always put an S at the end of my name. I don't know why.
We have been selling you as Jay Moores. You have your mouth completely full of food. What are you doing?
I thought that was Tracy, for real.
You didn't. Shut up.
I did.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Lisa does the traffic.
Does Tracy talk with
I
his mouth full of food?
I know one thing. It's a lot more crowded in my pants now.
Can you turn the microphone toward you so that we can
hear?
I'm
trying not to smack into the mic.
I know.
Well,
but
maybe
you gotta
not put all the food in your mouth right before you
time,
go on.
Right.
Well, I know. It's very important to hit the post in radio.
Well, no, just to be able to speak.
I can speak because it sounds disgusting.
It does sound disgusting.
Sounds like Oliver Platt in every movie.
Oh. Oliver just gets bigger and bigger.
He
doesn't
does,
he?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. But he's great. I love him.
So we were talking during the break. About, I broke my leg.
You
jogging
broke your
with
leg,
my priest.
Jogging with your priest.
Yeah, me and Father Tim get after it every Tuesday. We train. He's like 32. He's young. He serves. And he's good looking. The
right.
girls in the parish call him Father What a Waste. And at St. Monica's.
Yeah.
And you're jogging.
He's the guy. I knew St. Monica's was the church for me because I said, Father Tim, I have to ask you a question. He goes, hey, what's up, man? I said, you know, John 3:16 has always bothered me because those who believe in the Christ will have everlasting life. But the parentheses there is parenthetical. It's who, if you don't believe in Christ, you won't have everlasting life. That excludes Muslims, Jews, and Hindus. And the Native Americans had no concept of the Christ. We put crosses in the ground and they just put blankets on them like, hey, good looking out. This is cool. A place to hang our blankets. So everyone born before Christ is burning in a lake of fire because they had no concept or he wasn't born yet. It seems exclusionary towards me. And he just looked at me and goes, ah, bro, I don't know. And I was like, I've been waiting my entire freaking life for a person
to be honest about that?
To just look me in my eye and say, I don't know. And I went, this
wow.
is the place for me.
That is rare.
Ah, bro, I don't know.
Usually they'll try to make up an answer.
Yeah, but he didn't. Not Father Tim, man. St. Monica's where it's at.
Did Father Tim break his leg as well while he was jogging?
No, he's blessed.
Hmm.
And I was mad. He didn't jog in his collar. I thought he was going to jog. He goes, let's
do
the stairs.
Should never take that off.
And yeah, cars would stop for us, you know? It'd be like Mickey Rourke and Eric Roberts in Pope Grinner's Village. They'd just walk out into the street and everybody screeches their brakes. It's a weird reference for the gals listening in the cars.
Yeah.
It's just from Mike. Really, I just come here trying to make Mike laugh.
That's good... I appreciate it.
But they always are like arm in arm, and they just step out into Bleecker Street. People go, ah, you animals. yeah, so he didn't wear his collar, and I was kind of bummed. I told him, I said, you should jog in your collar, bro. That'd be totally cool. And he goes, you think so? So we're jogging on ocean.
Wait, what ethnicity is him? Because he...
Spicoli.
You do a different voice for him every time. He's
no,
Spicoli?
He's Spicoli. He is. Right. Surfery.
Surfery, okay.
So we're jogging along like ocean. We're going to hit the stairs at Santa Monica. And just, I had shin splints for like a month and I kept icing them and icing them and icing them. And then finally it just felt like an actual wheel came off of a car.
Right.
And I go, I think I have to stop, Father Tim. And he looked at me like so disappointed. that I stop like 20 minutes into this 45-minute exercise. I go, but I swear to God, I go, so let's bang out some push-ups. And in front of Starbucks on Montana, in Santa Monica, because we're doing a big loop, me and this priest, I'm like, let's just do 40 push-ups now, keep the heart rate up. Because meanwhile, my leg, like, I can't walk now. I've gone from soreness to absolute incapability.
In what amount of time? Like 30 seconds?
No, it was about 25 minutes.
Oh, it was
like,
that long. Okay.
Little by little, coming apart. I can't. Oh, my God. I have to go to the hospital.
Okay.
But I don't want to go to the hospital because you go there and there's people with like forks in their eyes and like babies with like gunshot wounds and, you know, somebody from the Civil War that hasn't been treated yet. And you go, you know what? I'll go to urgent care. That'll be quick.
Right.
I know what it is.
It's probably,
I think it's a stress fracture, right? So I go to Urgent Care Malibu. It's 9 a.m. and I call. I go, I need. He goes, Urgent Care Malibu. And I go, hi, it's, I broke my leg, I think. And I need, excuse me, I need your address. And he goes, yeah, we don't open until 10:30, bro. It's true. So it's semi-urgent care in Malibu. And when I
That's
get
Malibu
there,
hours.
There's a kid next to me in the bed, and they're digging around in this kid's bottom for something. He's like a 14-year-old, and they're like, root, like something, horrible surf accident at the Hustler store. I don't know what happened. So I go, could you pull this so I don't have to look at this poor kid? And it's almost like he's getting his prostate checked, but he's too young. I don't know if you've ever gotten a prostate exam. You should, because I know you're way over 45.
I'm 750.
So here's a prostate exam. 95%, 5%.
Ooh.
No, I've never heard the ooh part.
Oh, it's great.
I've never heard.
5%. That's 95% violated. Mike, it's true.
You're the only person that I've ever heard talk
about. It's because I never lie to my audience.
To the 5%.
I never lie to my audience. And people that have seen my show, they know it. I tell the truth. I never tell them an act or a bit. I don't go on with damn notes. I go up and we talk like men. I tell them stories and I burn out better than fade away. And an hour goes by and I go, let's get out of here. And they're like, yeah, what happened? That was great. Walking comes at the end and we go home. So don't do walking. Really? Really? You think that's what I should do? Do you go see the Eagles and sit in your seat? Hotel California!
Most of them do, by the way.
Play Hotel California! They're not playing Hotel California!
You have to have four or five voices, the people. They must demand you do.
Oh, I got a million voices. Most of them black. This is I got a new one, Chris Tucker.
Is this Chris Tucker?
Beep, beep. Blah, 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 black man's radio. Blah, 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 blah. I have no idea what he's saying. So I go to urgent care and they're digging around in this kid. They pull the curtain, but the curtain doesn't cover both sides of my bed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when they pull the curtain to hide this child, where like Lisa's sitting, now I'm looking right at this big fat white lady in a bikini and it's disgusting. And she's shaking all four limbs going, oh,
is this his mom? Who's this?
What the hell happened to her?
No, she's on the other side. They go, what is it? What is it, honey? But the curtain's not big enough to cover right. both people. So
right.
if I don't want to look at this kid getting, you know, roto-rootered over here, I look at this big, fat, unkempt, you know, Shamu in the bikini, and she's going, oh, it's 10:30 in the morning. Like, what? You just got to the beach, right? She goes, I got stung by a bee. And they go, oh, my God, are you allergic to bees? And she goes, no. And the doctor goes, Dr. Ferguson says, the first thing we're going to do, honey, is give you two or three Xanax to calm you down, okay? And she goes, okay. And I go, I got stung by a bee, too. Me and my priest were running from bees.
Yeah, see, you have to complain more. That's your problem. You sit there and take it.
Not a complainer, man.
You sit there.
Catholics
and just
don't complain.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a difference between us and everybody else.
You should. You get more.
You're a Catholic, right?
You get better treatment.
Huh?
I'm Mexican Irish, dude. Of course.
Yeah.
When was the last time you heard him complain? I mean, no. I know you're going to make a
complaint.
No,
he doesn't
complain ever.
Catholics don't complain. Do you know how many?
We just go home with our guilt-ridden bodies and die of emotional rape.
You know how? Yes.
Okay, that sounds fun.
He had to work that word in every visit.
Rape.
Do you know how many Catholics were killed during World War II by Hitler? It was like 4 million. But you never hear a word about it.
Because they don't complain.
Ku Klux Klan recruited people in the 30s when attendance dropped. Against Catholics, because Catholics aren't Americans, because they take their orders from Rome. So therefore, they
that
can't
was a big thing.
They can't be real Americans. So Catholics were number one on the list ahead of blacks and Jews. Hello, how do you work that?
So now you're persecuted.
We were.
We're.
Catholics are incredibly persecuted, but they don't. You know, we won't say crap if we got a mouthful of it.
Jay Morris is here. He is going to be at the.
Did you say Morris?
I did. Bless you. He's going to be at the Improv tonight through Sunday. Go to improv.com. We'll take a break and come right. Kevin and Bean Show. We have Jay Moore in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because, I'll tell you why.
Tell us why, Jay.
Hey, Karans, and I say good.
He is at the Bray Improv tonight through Sunday.
Remember last time you guys were playing System of a Down, and I called them, like, Persian, and they went bat bananas and said, like, hey, we're not Persian.
Yeah.
I said the wrong nationality.
There's fallout from every visit of yours.
What was it last
there's
time?
There's always fallout.
Good.
There's just always...
Glendale!
There's always fallout.
That's... Everybody takes themselves too seriously. Yeah. I know I'm a creep. I can, you know, look at me.
All right, what now, during the commercials, you told me that you were going from here...
Yeah.
...to go get acupuncture.
Dr. Jing.
Okay.
Hey!
Now.
Konnichiwa.
Why?
Hi. I have a low sperm count.
Okay.
We're trying to make babies a lot.
But you've made babies before.
I know. That's why I'm confused at how my sperm count got lower. It's not like I live near a nuclear reactor. I've been riding bikes with my tidy whiteys in the hot tub my whole life. I don't understand how you go from 100,000.
But they can solve that with acupuncture?
Apparently. I met a baby once of a guy at a party who had the same thing as me where they're like, you're azoospermic, which means you have none. And I go, well, that's impossible because I have a kid.
Right.
I mean, yeah, he's black, but yeah, I'm pretty sure he's mine. Hey, yo, that's racist. I'm calling it. Like, black people listen to you. They're all listening to Steve Harvey and his.
We have, like.
No longer wearing his wig.
We have 4 or 5.
Now he's just bald, like. Hey, what's. All right. So, 4 or 5?
4 or 5. Yeah.
Tony Gwynn, who. All right. So.
Hey, everybody.
So
low sperm
you
count.
Go to a sperm, you can go to a fertility specialist acupuncturist.
It's called
acupuncture, but they specialize in reproduction.
Asian, it has massage in red letters in the
no, you
window.
Keep, you keep trying to get me to.
He wants it to be sexy.
No, yeah, I'm saying.
You know me now. You know what? 10 years ago? Sure. But you know me now, man. I'm as right as rain, dude.
Acupuncture for low sperm count. What goes
There's
into a normal person's
way.
Head?
She. This is what she told me. She goes, your body is like giant corporation. Organs, blood, bone, cells, all employees in corporation.
Okay.
Just because they all inside building don't mean they all work well together.
Okay.
We gonna get everybody inside building working on same page, give you good sperm. Like super, she's super excited about it.
Does.
But other people go there like for illness and stuff. Like Molly Shannon was there once.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm pretty sure she does not have a sperm problem.
Right.
I'm assuming.
And right.
There's a joke I won't say there because she's too cool and too nice. And gorgeous in person, by the way.
All right.
And nice as hell.
That's how
We're
you decide
in the waiting room.
Offend?
And a lady walks in from the street and goes, I'm sorry. I know both of you from television somewhere and I can't place it. And I'm like, maybe we went to high school together. I don't know. And the lady goes, no, I know you from TV somewhere. And Molly, the nicest gal in the world, goes, you know what? We do both have jobs in television. And at one time, we were both on a show called Saturday Night Live. And the lady goes, nope. And walks out of the building. Like, no, you're like, we're lying. Like, she's lying. And like, Molly Shannon has wasted her time. Like, I followed you guys when I saw you get out at the valet. Only in LA do you have a valet to go to the acupuncturist.
She really did follow you?
The lady did. And
no
Molly
kidding.
Was there already, and then we were talking, and then so the lady comes out and goes, hi, John, how you feeling? I said, good. She goes, no?
No, we
nope.
can't say
that. You start that over.
Fine.
Try it again.
She's like the Vince Lombardi of semen.
Okay, that's
All
better.
All right.
We going to give you good sperm. And then Molly looks at me like, ugh.
So you go. That's a strange thing to shout to somebody.
Yeah, you hear it. So you go in and
is this music playing?
I don't want her sticking pins where they shouldn't be because you're insulting her because her daughter's listening right now.
I'm insulting
music
her.
Music done.
So we go in there and I've been about 3 weeks and she gives me like this tea to drink. Like it's disgusting, like horrible tea. And
right.
I've met other guys that I've spoken to
in my support group. No. Just guys that I know that have done this too, and they're like, yeah, that teased disgusting. Like, that's the bad part to them. Not the fact that you don't have a baby, but the fact that you have to drink tea. And I'm like, what, as opposed to vodka, you freaking lush? Because vodka's delicious, right, you moron? So she does the needles in me, and she'll put them, like, along the pubis bone.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then my left foot and right hand, and you lay there on the bed, and she goes, okay, I'll be back about half hour, 40 minutes. And you realize you get like an itch on your nose, but you forget where the needles are. You don't want to poke your eye out. So you just lay there and fall asleep. And every time I wake up, I feel like a million bucks. And then I go home and absolutely crush through with my wife. So like she's like, it's like teenage boy styles. Like you go and she goes, how is it? Sex drive. And I said, it's good. She goes, good, like teenage boy. And I go, it is actually good. But my wife, you know, I really, and I'm trying, I don't know how to say in Cantonese, like, my wife's so hot, like, it doesn't matter. So I go, I'm very attracted to my wife anyway. She goes, but when you good? And I said, oh, yes, definitely. And I swear to God, the like next 40 times after I went to the acupuncturist was like in 48 hours. And it felt like there was like extra channels and stuff opened up. It was great.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then I come back like 3 weeks later and I'm in the waiting.
You can say that. Why'd you dump that?
Because
it's
we
borderline.
Are
a
company that's run by lawyers. That's why.
Yeah, but a
and
doctor
the lawyer's
is
now.
Her name, she's a medicinal. She's an MD who does acupuncture.
I understand that.
And there's no.
Not the FCC we're worried about.
No.
I know, but I never even.
Listen, it's not my fault.
The whole point of the story is...
I know. They know what you're saying.
The whole point of the story is that sentence. I would not have started the story had I not been able to deliver it.
We'll
the
put
end.
The unedited version up online.
I don't know the edited version is, you drunk. And by the way, did you hear how drunk... You
listen,
dumped that again?
Yes.
Wow.
Dude,
you
I don't have
totally
a choice.
You C-blocked my entire story.
I don't have a choice.
You could say semen, but you can't say the other
yes.
one.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, then there's no story. All right, great.
Look, so what am I supposed to do about
hey,
that?
Everyone, come down to Brea. I can tell you stories with no endings about going to an acupuncturist.
No, you could actually tell the stories with endings tonight. Just not here today.
Happy endings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello,
hey, now.
Anywho, Inez Sainz, it works, too. It's great.
That's great.
Inez Sainz, did you say her name? Sainz?
I don't know if my count is higher, but I do know I could take graffiti off of a brick wall.
Okay, that you can say. That you can say.
Inez Sainz, she was supposed to call the show. Would she flake out on you?
She was supposed to call? No.
It says right here, Inez Sainz.
Oh, no, we're going to take calls about her. She wasn't supposed to call.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's a dog. You can't have it both ways.
Her.
You can't propose to Tom Brady at the Super Bowl and measure black guys' muscles like it's 1820.
Right.
Like, oh, I like this one.
Right. Which she did, right? And she dresses all sexy, and then she gets
I
upset.
I never thought about it in
and
those terms.
And then they're like throwing balls in her direction. She's like, I couldn't believe the way they were acting when they went, hey, Mike, go along. I'm going to throw an out near that girl with the bubble butt. And then she's a this is my whole problem with this. Women in locker rooms bothers me a lot.
But they do it day in and day out,
yeah,
and they don't have
it
a problem.
For a while.
They fought for the right to be in the New England Patriots locker room. That's where it started. Somebody in the Patriots walked around with their hog out, and this lady went, whoa, this is not cool. And it's like, lady, you went in there to for the – but there's not one guy walking around the U.S. Open seeing Kim Clijsters with her personality flopping around. That's what I want to see. Where is Jay Mariotti, instead of getting arrested for punching the lights out of his girlfriend – or Jason Whitlock, instead of smoking blunts and just being a fat, disgusting slob. How about this instead? How about you lobby the U.S. Tennis Association and say, hey, I want my Serena interview. Why don't I get the access to Serena that the lesbians do when they come in the locker room? And then you just walk into the U.S. Open and catch all those, like, Yugoslavian 18-year-old girls coming out of the shower. Yeah, okay. And you're like, hey, how you doing? I would just like to ask you a few questions. Now, you know what? Now I'm not that interested. I'm going to leave.
The acupuncture might be doing too much good.
You don't want to go to the WNBA and interview those animals.
Don't. That's true.
Jimmy Johnson coached them at Miami.
All right. Jay Moore.
Cool Mo D at center, Mike. Don't forget.
Is going to be at Brea Improv tonight through Sunday. You will have
a
great time.
We're going to get it down tonight. You ever been to Brea? It's a very interesting town.
I have been
there,
Bunch
of redheaded guys acting Mexican.
Go to improv.com if you'd like to buy tickets.
It's
Thank
the kind
you for
of place where
Jay.
They hang testicles from their trucks.
Yes.
You know, like, and you drive behind them in traffic. Like, I don't know if that means you're strong and cool or you're on your way to a gay bar, Mike.
Hey, what don't you think?
Right, this is the first time I've been here where I can state emphatically that Mike would kick the crap out of me.
Because you have a broken leg.
I'm just totally.
You're out of shape.
I'm gone. I'm out of it.
No, but you're going to be on tonight. You're going to be full of energy. You're going to be fine tonight for comedy.
Let me tell you something, brother.
You bring it.
I'm a Hulkamaniac. I pray a lot. I say my prayers. I eat my vitamins. I was born an American. I do it. I'm going to bring it tonight at the Bray Improv, 8 o'clock. We're going to be getting everybody pregnant.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Katy Perry dropped by her old high school, Dos Pueblos High School in Goleta, California, on Tuesday. Apparently, she played to an audience about 2,000 kids there at the high school, reminiscing about her days. Back in high school, reportedly she spotted in the crowd another former classmate who was, she claimed, the hottest, most popular guy in school back in the day, and he refused to go out with her. But here's in his defense, she was probably back in her all religious out, good girl, my mom and dad are pastors phase.
They were pastors, weren't they? Yeah.
But was she ever that way? I mean, do you know that she was that way in high school?
She started off by singing Christian music, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then she morphed into the pop star we know and love today. So he was probably like, well, whatever with that. I'm not going to get any of those, you know.
Right.
I'm going to move on to something a little easier. Now she's all, eat my candy canes. And here's my whipped cream squirting boobs. And I got cotton candy in my pants. Now she's that. And he's like, oh, man.
I could have had that.
Been there, but he probably couldn't have because she wasn't that then.
Yeah, well.
She reportedly dedicated the song You're So Gay to him. And then said, so what's up now? Ouch. Burn.
Picking on former classmates.
Good news for the cast of The Big Bang Theory, CBS's hit sitcom. And Jim Parsons, of course, was an Emmy winner for that show this year. Johnny Galecki, Jim, and Kaley Cuoco.
There it is.
All renegotiating their salaries. They got a big raise. They are currently making about $60,000 an episode, according to The Hollywood Reporter. And now they're going to make about $200,000 an episode.
All right.
Works.
That works.
According to the entertainment news website, Deadline.com, there's a $50,000 an episode bump for each of the next three seasons. And they also get percentages of the syndication money as well. Wow. So they say by the time they make it to season seven, each of them should be pulling down about $400,000 an episode. That's if they don't renegotiate again between now and then. But still, $400,000 basically per week is what that means. That's what that works out to be. Yeah.
You could blow all $400,000, and then you get another $400,000.
Next week, they give you a check for $400,000. Oh, no, look now. Look how many homes I can buy now.
I'm going back to Vegas.
Look how many cars I can get now. That's what you would do. You'd go to Vegas, and you would just die.
Every weekend, I would lose
You'd gamble, and you'd lose.
What did you do?
I'm all in. I'm all in. First hand, and you lose $400,000, and you walk out. It's next week, they give me more $400,000. What did you do? More fun is your first name give. Have. We don't have time now. We got to play Lisa's moment before the show's over again.
We'll play it again.
Oh, yay.
It was magical.
It was good.
Today's celebrity birthday is Nick Jonas of the Joe Bros.
Oh!
That's what Ryan calls him.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's 18 years old today. Alexis Bledel turns 29. Amy Poehler from Saturday Night Live is 39, as is Molly Shannon. She's not 39, but she's also from SNL. She's 46. Mark Anthony's 42 years old today. Mark Anthony, yeah, he's not an attractive dude. He is not. But he's got Jennifer Lopez as a wife. Yeah. Just goes to show you, fellas, talent wins. Talent and enormous bank accounts win.
Yes, that's key.
Jennifer Tilly's 52. Mickey Rourke is 54. Illusionist David Copperfield. I just made a tiger disappear. He is 54 years old today. Ed Begley Jr. celebrates his 61st birthday. I'm sure he's doing it in a responsible green manner. He's probably got a birthday cake made out of compost. That's what I'm guessing. And legendary blues singer B.B. King is 85 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we are every Thursday happy to welcome Dr. Drew to the air. Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hey, guys.
Hi. How you been?
What?
How you been?
I've been good. How about yourself?
Excellent. Thank you.
Your Bean's not there.
He's not. He's on vacation.
My goodness.
Yeah. You know.
How's that going?
I don't know. We don't check. We never check with him because it's always a kind of a downer.
He's not just studying Pluto or something?
Probably is. Yeah. Probably just sitting at home, just going, hey, I'm online. Sure, would like to talk to people about stuff.
If I could use his tweets as evidence of what he does on his vacation, he's listening to radio.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's what he does.
What are you going to do?
Dr. Reed, let's talk about Lindsay Lohan. She comes up a lot, I know. But the latest story on her is that she wants to have a baby because she thinks that'll straighten her out.
That'll cure her problems. Yeah, it's sort of a common instinct that people have. It's going to cure my marriage. It's going to make my life meaningful. It's what, you know, 16-year-olds do to get pregnant when their family life is horrible.
Right.
It'll give me somebody to love, somebody that loves me. And
it always works out, right?
Every time. It's an amazing solution. I recommend it constantly. I mean, it's so easy and so clean. No, it's a total disaster. It adds to stress, of course. And now you have another life that is being affected by someone's pathology.
Yeah.
Yeah, not such a good idea. But having said that, I'm still, you know, I mean, Lindsay at least is kind of moving in the right direction. She's got a good team around her. Tom Sizemore the other day, and he sort of busted my chops a little bit about the fact that I was kind of being too easy on her by saying that, hey, maybe she's going to make it without a highly structured, you know, 12-month program. But the fact is, at least she's kind of moving in the right direction finally. At least she's gotten off those pharmaceutical drugs that were really what were making her crazy. And now the question is, can she really embrace recovery? Hey, by the way, speaking of recovery, did Psycho Mike share with you his story about watching Don Draper on Mad Men?
No.
Mike, come on.
He did not.
I was watching this week's most recent episode. And for those of you who don't watch it, Don, the protagonist, is trying to kind of taper off his drinking.
Right.
Mad Men is basically, the reason I love Mad Men, it's exquisitely accurate historically and behaviorally, psychologically. And it's a series about alcoholic sex addicts. I mean, that's really in the 60s, how they would behave in the 60s.
Okay.
And Don has identified his problem, and he's trying to taper off on the drinking. And he
by the way, that always works, too.
Yeah. He showed up to a business meeting, and all his colleagues, the creative team there, are pouring themselves drinks. And the way that he looked at it, the way he looked at them pouring their drinks and then looked at the empty glass in his hand as they were filling up his drink, it just stirred me up in a weird way.
But it was stunningly accurate. It wasn't the sort of cartoonish struggle that so much media portrays the alcoholic.
Did you hit the bottom, Mike?
Hold on. I got this weird tingling and almost like sweating sensation immediately. And then without feeling it coming on, I projectile vomited all over my coffee table.
No way! Yeah.
What's that mean, Dr. Drew?
That means Mike's a really cool addict.
Really? Because he's projectile vomiting?
Listen, sometimes, particularly cocaine addicts and heroin addicts, as they get caught in the craving anticipation of using, like really when they're getting the crack pipe and laying out the crack, they will suddenly vomit. That's a pretty common thing.
So that was kind of making him jones for it, and that caused the reaction?
Mike was jonesing so hard, his body had this profound reaction. I mean, to me, aside from it being semi-comical,
it's quite comical.
For me, it's a great example of how biological addiction is. For people that want to talk about, oh, you need to cut it out, it's willpower, this kind of nonsense.
Right.
This is a great example of how gripping it is. I mean, watching a television program that hits the right mark, and all of a sudden you're barfing all over yourself. I mean, that's
good times. That's a show you want to watch.
Yeah. But you know, and if his recovery weren't that solid, you know, he could have just as easily gone from the cravings to some weird thinking to you go.
I would be that way if it were donuts. It's the same exact
thing.
But first I have this sweating and I can't stop looking at him. And yeah,
you know, Lisa, you're kind of making a joke, but at the same time, Dr. Drew talked about how exquisitely they handle everything on Mad Men. If you think about like the Kirstie Alley shows about people who are food addicts, and she's screaming, "Oh my god!" right, going down the hallway and can't control herself over food. That's not realistic. The way how subtle it was, how Don just looked at it, you could tell that the inner turmoil that was going on. It just struck such a nerve in me because it was so realistic.
Yeah.
Having said that, Lisa May, though, I feel your pain. Whenever I cut carbohydrates out, I swear to God I go through a heroin withdrawal.
Yeah, it is. It's rough.
Let's talk about you on a diet. You asking Psycho Mike to help yourself diet.
Oh, you've heard about that.
Yeah, he says you have like a half-hour conversation before each show.
I'm going to say that it is being around Mike that does this to people, because everyone he spends any length of time with ends up wanting to be on a diet.
You think you need a diet?
I was sick. I got food poisoning in New York about 3 weeks ago. And
right.
When I get sick, I just go nuts on the food. I just gratify myself.
Yeah, because you're like 500 pounds.
No, but I literally, listen, I've got high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Actually, it's a medical issue for me if I let it go out of control. So I got to bring it back.
Ugh.
And I noticed Mike, he brings in a scale and measures his food.
He does. It's so annoying, though.
What?
The rest of us hate him for that.
Hey, now, but it's crazy, but I thought, well, you know, he's a trainer. He's got some of his, and he and I have sort of brushed past the topic 100 times, and
right.
I agree with his point of view on most things nutritional. I thought, I'll get him some advice. And damn it, it works.
Can you go to a body image rehab?
you mean think Mike needs that?
No, I think you need that.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Well, Mike would have to join me there because he's got it worse than me.
I agree.
The both of us.
Hey, I'm not
saying Mike is like a recovering addict, for God's sakes.
This is where
he puts his energy.
Well, now that I'm coming out of my haze, I realize, Mike, that you and I spent our pre-show last night fantasizing about doing steroids together.
Yeah. That's not a joke.
I think this is a bad relationship. I think you're going to implode.
Dr. Drew said these words. He's like, you know, I've thought about it. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if we could
just... I said, if the world were coming to an end in 3 years, let's go do it.
Wow.
I told you, this guy's ruining me.
I know.
You have been ruined. And now he's...
I got a good diet.
We don't have time to talk about this, but he's also upset that you're gonna, I don't know, come out of the closet tonight on Leno and it's not gonna be with him.
Oh, yeah. Murder,
he says, if you're gonna be gay, why isn't it gonna be with him?
Yes, Ross, the intern, and I do a little skit tonight. And,
a lot of drama.
And Ross got a little crush on me, and he's got really a real one on Mike. I mean, like everyone does, you know.
Sure.
Of course, he can't acknowledge that,
of course.
But Ross and I have a little fun on the Tonight Show tonight. So it should be cool.
All right.
Dr. Drew, we always love having you on the show on Thursdays.
Thanks, guys.
Celebrity Rehab comes back.
Yeah, comes in about 3 weeks or so.
Finally.
It's a big one. Yeah,
All right.
A tough one. And so, and then Mike and I will be together tonight.
There you go.
Okay.
And by together.
Thank you, Dr. Drew.
You have to listen and find out.
With our butts.
Okay. This is the Kevin and Bean Show.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
We'd find her if they offer up the first name.
What's your first name?
That was a moment with Lisa May.
I am going to claim that as the greatest moment ever.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty strong. Feet.
That's pretty good.
All right,
I mean, Kevin
I
usually gets some words out in English, but that whole thing you were like speaking Klingon or
it
something.
It was disturbing to say the least to hear that again.
Yeah, but you got to embrace it, Lisa.
I totally am.
I've been.
I hope to do it again.
I was disturbed by so many of mine, and then I finally just went, you know what?
Let's go
with
it.
It's someone else. It's something
but
else.
You.
I know, but you have
she's
to.
She's her.
You have
I was
to embrace
me, now
it.
I'm
but when
him.
She
now
went
she's
off the
me.
Cliff, it's like she got hit by a tranquilizer dart or something right in the middle of that sentence.
And now, a moment with Lisa May.
We find her if they offer up the first name.
What's your first name?
You know what I'm saying.
First name.
That was a moment with Lisa May.
Turns out no one knows what I was saying.
Nope.
It was like a cartoon when someone gets hit over the head with a flower pot or something, you know, or a safe falls out of a window. And they go, and they just slide to the ground and become a puddle.
Just like that.
Lisa's animated.
Oh, it's so good to not be me for once.
Michael Jackson in the news as we look at the showbiz beat. Apparently, there's so many fans dying to leave bouquets of flowers near Michael's final resting place that Forest Lawn Cemetery has now started charging a $3 delivery fee for placing flowers near his grave. The general public is not allowed inside the private mausoleum, so the staff has to place them, and they're getting tired of doing it for nothing. So now there's a little $3 surcharge.
It's getting to be a full-time job.
A little death tax.
Well,
want to give
weird.
Michael flowers? Pay us $3.
Pay up. I like it.
What if there's like a sliding scale of payment? You want to leave something else? It's like $4, you know. What if I didn't want to poop on his grave? That's $107.
I don't think they offer that.
That'd be great, though.
It would.
There's doo-doo on it.
It's a strange thing to
grave with doo-doo on it. That's what they do. Speaking of Michael Jackson, his mother, Katherine Jackson, is apparently suing the promoters behind his This Is It comeback tour. Katherine Jackson accuses AEG Live of not looking after Michael during his grueling rehearsals, failing to provide life-saving equipment, and also hiring Dr. Conrad Murray to be his personal physician. Hearing's been scheduled for October 18th for this lawsuit, so we'll have to see. Meanwhile, lawyers for Dr. Conrad Murray have asked a federal judge to dismiss the wrongful death suit filed against him by Michael's father, Joe Jackson.
So Connie's getting it from both ends, more or less. Mom and dad.
Yeah.
AEG has not commented on this lawsuit, nor can I imagine they will.
I could answer for them.
That'd be great. Why don't you be their spokesperson?
That's stupid. Because he forced everything on them.
Sure. That's what they say.
He forced
them. Michael's too dead to respond. Yeah.
Oh, he wanted to die. He told us. So we set it up that way. It was a rider in his contract. He gets green M&M and death. Well, we don't have it in writing, but he said it a lot to all of us.
AEG Dead. That's what they should call their production company instead of AEG Live. Because they're murderers.
Oh.
The murderers.
I think that happened at home. And it was Dr. Murray.
Wow, man.
Wasn't
You're
it?
Such an apologist.
No, but I'm saying, wasn't it?
Whatever, man. Okay. No. You side with big corporate America. That's fine with me. Little man. Get killed left and right. You don't care. Apparently, the wedding of Stephen Moyer and Anna Paquin over on True Blood has put ideas into her co-stars' heads. Alexander Skarsgård and his girlfriend Kate Bosworth were so moved by the wedding of their co-stars that, according to In Touch magazine, they're going to get hitched. Hey, look!
Really?
Look at them. They did that.
Hey,
that seems like a good idea.
I want to do that.
Why don't we do that? Kate, time to get married. We're just going to put you in a sock instead of a dress because you weigh about four pounds.
Yeah,
she's a bobblehead. That Kate Bosworth.
Yeah, yeah, she is.
Alexander Skarsgård. He's a good-looking man. Just ask Kevin Smith.
Talk about it for an hour.
Our latest podcast. He gets all kinds of stirred up about Alexander.
Are those listed by date? How do we find that one?
That one is the most recent one. That's
most
number
recent.
Four.
Okay.
That's episode number four. Right. You can find him going on about that and about a new idea for a vampire series he has where blood is not what they drink.
Oh, no.
Is that a porn series?
No. He's got a new idea for a series. There's a lot of True Blood talk goes on in that one, and a lot of cringing on my part.
All right.
It's good stuff. I also call Chelsea Handler the C word. There's a lot of fun stuff in
you don't like
Hollywood
much.
Babylon number 4. You can find that on iTunes. In fact, subscribe, won't you? And speaking of which, this Saturday's show is all sold out for the Smodcast that we do live down at the Smodcastle on Santa Monica Boulevard.
First it was Thursday, then it was all Fridays, now it's Saturday.
Well, we're going to Saturday because we start shooting Kevin's new film Red State soon.
Ah.
And so we'll be shooting the movie during the week, and then on weekends we'll be doing the podcast at the Smodcastle. So it's going to be Saturdays at 7 for a while, but the first one this weekend is sold out. There are tickets available for next week, I think it's the 25th. You can buy tickets at smodcastle.com if you're so inclined. It's a good time. I recommend you coming down. American Idol is holding online auditions for the first time in its 10-year history. Fox is celebrating the show's 10th anniversary by accepting videos from wannabes at MySpace. Ah, yes. Capitalizing on the white heat that is shining on MySpace. Entries can't be any longer than 40 seconds, and you have to choose from an approved list of songs. Those songs are Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone by Bill Withers, Copacabana by Barry Manilow, and Keith Urban's Kiss a Girl.
And you wonder why I don't watch that show.
Fox says some of the best entries will get an in-personal tryout at their final set of auditions here in Los Angeles. You have until October 6th to get it done. Got to be between the ages of 15 and 28. Go to MySpace.com/American Idol if you'd like to audition. And earlier today when I did the story, we were wondering, why MySpace? Why would you go with MySpace? Thanks to the listeners who clued me in. Fox purchased MySpace some time ago.
Okay, that makes sense.
And so they're trying to make MySpace relevant again as opposed to going to an actual relevant social network like Facebook or Twitter or something like that.
Or even YouTube.
Yeah. By bringing MySpace back to the forefront.
I got you.
See what they've done there? Very clever. Kellan Lutz, of course. One of the stars of Twilight. Well, ladies, you get your wish. Apparently, Kellan is now the model for Calvin Klein underwear, and the brand new ads have been released today. You can look at Kellan in all his six-pack to glory.
Ew.
Wearing nothing but his Calvin Klein undies.
Yes.
And you can, I don't know, whatever you Twilight girls do. You can pet your cats and put on a fresh coat of black nail polish and polish up your Team Jonah t-shirts or whatever it is that you people do. I'm confused by your ways. Kevin James has got a new movie coming out. This sounds perfect for him. Finally, someone has written a project that is tailor-made for Kevin James. You'll play a high school physics teacher who moonlights as a mixed martial arts fighter.
God damn it.
He winds up in the UFC ring in order to save his best friend's job and his school, which is facing cutbacks. So he's going to raise some money by becoming a mixed martial arts champ.
Can you be less loud with the nuts?
Honestly. He's got to eat, man. Him and Drew have their diet plan, and apparently it's protein break time. He's got to eat some nuts.
I was thinking about this.
Yes, nut eater?
When you reported this last hour. If you replaced Kevin James with Will Ferrell and reported that there was a movie...
Now it's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Where he moonlights as an MMA fighter, it's funny.
Of course, that's a lot better.
Right. Kevin James, not so much. Although Kevin loved that mall cop movie.
I love the movie, but there were some funny moments.
I often said Will is like the Elvis of comedy. Because remember all the bad old Elvis movies? He always had like a weird job. He had like a weird occupation. And the film was always based around the fact is, he's a speedboat racer.
And is it fish out of water type
thing? No, now he's a Acapulco cliff diver. No, in this one, he drives a motorcycle in a carnival around a barrel. I mean, he always had these bizarre jobs. And Will does the same thing. He's a race car driver. He's an ice skater.
But Will's
he's
funny.
A basketball player. It's always built around some odd sport. He's a hovercraft racer.
I'd like to see him in the octagon. I'd like to see that.
I would like to as well.
For real.
Today's celebrity birthday. Oh, you're challenging him for a fight, too? Like you did Michael Clark Duncan and the dude with no arms? All these fights you're picking on everyone?
Nope.
Nick Jonas of the Jonas Brothers is 18 years old today as we look at celebrity birthdays. Alexis Bledel from Gilmore Girls. She's all grown up. She's 29 years old now. Amy Poehler is 39 years old. Another SNL alum, Molly Shannon, celebrates her 46th birthday. Mark Anthony, he is 42 years old today. Jennifer Tilly celebrates her 52nd birthday. Mickey Rourke turns 54, as does magician David Copperfield. Ed Begley Jr. is 61, and legendary blues singer B.B. King is 85 years old today. Kevin, the name of his guitar?
LaQuisha.
Lucille.
Lucille.
Very close. Very close.
Looking at tomorrow's schedule.
Pop quiz to see if you remembered what we told you an hour ago.
No.
Nah.
That'd be crazy.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You, Ralph? This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We do have LaQuisha taking a look at the Jersey Shore. We have Andrew Siciliano talking about the NFL.
Mm-hmm. So good.
We have Kathleen Madigan.
Very, very funny lady.
In the studio. We have Adam Carolla in the studio. We have the movie beat. We have Epicenter tickets. It's a full show, and it's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Kat is next. She has 40 minutes nonstop. She's got some Muse. She's got new Switchfoot, new Interpol, and really old Local H as part of 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock.